I explain a lot above what you have. So you will be taking notes today. You'll be taking a lot of notes today. You're taking notes on what you don't see on the paper, right? And you're going to see a lot of stuff. What are you going to pay attention to? So everything is a picture of the day. We're going to have questions, I'm sure, because that's what we expect. And we're going to have a question and answer at the end of the seminar. That way, everybody who has an outstanding question will be able to address your questions to stay after the meeting, okay? Yes? Okay, awesome. The other thing that's going to be a big with the terminology, we'll make sure we clear that out to do our best. If it's something of, I don't understand what a web center means, that will accept, but they won't. But we want you to write down any questions you have, and that way at the end, we'll go over it. And we're only going to follow what we did, what we went over, okay? We do have an evaluation form that everybody was given. Does everybody have the evaluation form? Yes. Okay, on the evaluation form, can someone just let me there? Thank you. You need to fill out your name, and because you just came in, if you had to get this out a moment ago, it says 9 digits distributor ID number. Can you please fill that in right now? Because you just had it handy a couple of minutes ago, right, when you registered. So put the 9-digit distributor ID number, your name in there, location, LA Convention Center, okay? ATG is your voicemail service. And what you're going to be doing, you're only coming on the top right now. At the end of the day, you'll fill out the bottom part. So this is what this is. The middle section evaluation is on the course curriculum. That's the slide you see and what the company has its training on. And I'll let you know, they change it on us every 6 months or even more. This is based on the eval, so these are important. The bottom part is the evaluation on the trainers. And that would be Yardley and myself. So we disseminated the information. Now here's the thing. What you got out of the training is what we expect to see on the bottom. Because those attach the bottom and give them to us. We have a class president collect them all. So we wanted you to see what your comments are. And here's the bottom line. I memorize everybody's handwriting. So if you write anything bad, I'll know it's you. Okay? But we're going to be collecting soon today. This has to be filled out middle and bottom at the end of the day. And we're going to have class president collect them. And we will give you an easy way to get a certificate for the training. Okay? Everybody good with that?
Yeah.
Okay. So if we can have a volunteer for class president to be collecting that, awesome. Rick, I can't see you that far. I thought the name badge was working for me. I think it's Carl, but I can't see you. Okay. So Rick is the class president. Give him a hand. So we have to have class president sell the next website for Michelle before you do, so you should have volunteered. Okay. We're going to be also going through some things. Now, I want to make sure I know who we're speaking to. Are there any technical people in the room, computer programmers, graphic artists, website designers? Can you raise your hands high so you can see who you are? Okay. Wonderful. We are not teaching anything technical today. So everybody else is happy, right? This is a sales training. This is the sales training. This is not a how to build websites. We're not going to go over all that stuff. Because you don't need to know how to build websites to make money. Okay, we're going to show you how you're going to make a lot of money. Anything that you want that's technical, you'll need to go online and get all that information. We'll give you references and where you can find that. But today is all about setting appointments for websites and to be able to build another six-figure residual income. Okay? We're good with that? Okay. And the people that are sitting so far back, I'm going to ask you guys to come forward and fill in the seats in between. Because I'm going to give you a little secret. The first thing is showing up early. What would be considered on time? We did this training yesterday. What time do you get there if it's on time? 15 minutes early is on time. So if it's something is starting at 10, if you have a meeting at 10 with a business owner, you're going to be there what time? 9:45, right? So we're going to talk about being on time. The other thing is there's something called a million-dollar row. And we're sitting in it. And when I first got started with Market America, I was told the first row meant you're going to earn $1 million a year. The second row was $500,000. The third row was $750,000. It was at $250,000. Then it went down to $100,000. You guys down there might make $10,000 a year. And I said, man, I'm going to be on the first row because I want to be in the million-dollar row. So come forward because the learning gets better when you're close to us and we want to just engage you. Okay? Again, for the people coming in, if you can turn the cell phones off, that would be great. So let's talk about what we're going to be doing today. Today is going to be about teaching a proven website email system. We're going to talk about meeting business owners. And the best thing about this, we're going to talk to you about how you can meet a business owner, create a possibility for a website potential customer, as well as a possibility for a business partner. But we'll talk to you about timing and how to do that. We're going to talk to you about setting appointments with those owners and the expectations of what we need to do so that our web center solution specialists can do their job to help you close the sale, okay? We're going to talk about the design services and what the expectations are there and what we need to have prepared and what the customers are going to be getting. And then we're going to talk about the follow-up with these customers to make sure they're happy, because our goal, one thing, is a happy customer is one. To get more customers and ask for referrals. See, and laying off a boat, she goes, you know, so we're going to talk about that today, okay? We're going to talk about developing cash flow for your business. The one thing that I'm letting you know is how many people are majoring with the website. Like you say, you specialize in something, it's the website solution. Okay, great. So we're going to talk to you about how you can actually major in areas to make additional money and also attract other people who might want to do that too, right? We're also going to be talking to you about retail profits and how you can actually cover your operating expenses with this business. It's not your major. You want to dabble in it. You do it part-time. Then you can make a full-time income. We'll show you that also. We're also going to tell you some of the challenges that happen when you start making a lot of money with the website solution. We'll be sharing what can happen there. So we want to keep the main thing the main thing. And one of the things we found is we've had a lot of people making money with the website solution, and they forgot to keep the main thing, and that was to build a successful unfranchised business that they didn't have to work and make a sale. So we're going to show you how to make a lot of money. Don't forget about building your unfranchise so you can have a residual income and don't have to do what we today call the now money. Okay? I call it now money, meaning I got paid now, but I'll have a residual, but not as big as if I built my unfranchised business altogether. So we're going to talk about short-term, long-term goals, and also how to generate more sales. We're going to talk about developing anywhere up to a $2,700 profit for making a good appointment and an hour's work. Now, if anybody here makes $2,700 an hour, I want to know what you do. You could probably be a good attorney or a surgeon. Right? But there's really very few things you can do without an unbelievable education to make this kind of money. But we're going to show you where you're going to start today. We're going to talk to you about the BV, which is if you're a guest, some of the terminology we're going to go through right now might not make sense to you. So make sure you make an appointment with the person who invited you here to learn more, because that's not what we're training on today. But we're going to talk to you about every sale you make can earn you a 225 BV for the initial order and 25 BV a month for every month thereafter. So it does have recurring factor for your client. We're going to talk to you about leveraging yourself and how you're going to increase your cash flow, and also by working with like-minded individuals. Some of the things that we are going to share with you is the fact that at the very beginning of our unfranchised business, our goal is to create 10 to 15 customers, isn't it? Well, we can do that very simply with a website solution. So just on a quick analogy, if you've got 10 customers coming back every single month, meaning every month they stay with us, we get recurring on their website, so they stay with us, we get 25 BV every month. That would literally be like 10 customers buying from you every month. And the best part about that is you don't have to do any work for it. You did it once and you're going to get paid for the rest of your life as long as you stay with us. And we do have a phenomenal retention. But we're going to talk right now about Base 10 7 Strong. And this is part of the unfranchised model. And what we talk about is transferring your buying habits from all the other stores that we have, whether it be personal care, nutrition, environmental products, whatever your interest is, and transfer your buying habits from other stores into your own unfranchised mall with that wall, right? And then creating some customers to do the same thing. And then our goal is to identify other people that might want to sell websites, and maybe Tom wants to sell websites, but Sue is really into motive cosmetics. Because with the diversity in our company, just because you're doing websites doesn't mean you're going to talk to people that have other interests, right? Because one of the challenges we saw with this is that when we started and trained some of our peers, they were the website people. You know, they wanted websites, right? That's what they were doing. And what happened is they ended up tunnel vision and missed opportunities where people said, oh, I'm not good with the internet, or I'm not interested. And then never even looked at the company to know, well, we have nutrition, we have programs for healthcare professionals, We have programs for financial services. We had more than just websites. So it's important to know the rest of the whole company. So people can build a business based on whatever they want, but our goal is to get 10 to 15 customers, I would say 10 to 15 customers, who come back every month, Tom does the same thing, so does Sue, and we build that, and what's going to end up happening is this will build into a residual income that can end up being 12 customers, 300 BV a month, that can end up being another residual income for you, okay? Just the base 10-7 strong. Building the wealth, again, is the opportunity that will lead you to more people. I love this part of the business because my background comes from corporate sales. For those that don't know us, I worked for companies like IBM and MCI. I was an account manager for years, and what I did is I opened doors. And that's what I did. I got paid a lot of money just to open doors. And what I knew back then, and it's the same thing today, is that I didn't need to know everything. I just needed to know who did. And if I can open the door and I have other resources that know more than me to back me up, I can make a lot of money. Do you think you could?
Yeah.
So the real thing was just opening doors. I said, well, that's easy. I know how to open doors. More important, you need to know how to close the door, meaning get the sale. So I was a really great closer. So I knew I could open the door, make sure I have a team behind me to support me, and I can close any sale as long as I have that team. Well, with Market Emergence and a Western solution, you have that model. If you can open a door, you have a team of people with MA Webster that's going to come in and support you. They're even going to do what some people don't do well. They're going to close.
Yay!
Yay. No one claps alone here. They're going to close the sale for us, and they're going to do something most people hate to do. What is that? Ask for money and follow up, right? So they're going to do that. So we want to talk about keeping the main thing, meaning that we're going to tell you how to make money, but here's what I want everybody's minimum goals to be. Minimum goal for any unfranchised owner in here is to sell one website a quarter. Minimum goal is to sell one website a quarter. Why? Because I know on the average we can get you to make $1,000 a sale on average. So if you sold one site a quarter, that's $4,000 a year in profit, that would cover all your operating expenses for your unfranchised business, for the convention, right, for everything else. So can everybody commit to one site a quarter? I don't care if it's not your major, you have to commit. I want to hear everybody say yes.
Yes!
Okay, who's going to say no? That's your minimum, and everybody here is accountable to each other. One site a quarter, that's your minimum, okay? And the reason I want that to be is because then I know all your operating expenses are taken care of with the focus on the main thing and building the business, right? And finding business partners. So now, that's taken care of. Let's talk about other goals, okay? Well, let's give you some numbers about the company and some background. So I'm saying, you know, I came from corporate America, I did sales. My sales, on the average, I had to do $2 million a year in sales. I didn't do $2 million in sales. I did $5 to $7 million a year in sales. And what it was, as I said, I opened doors really well, and I guess what I did, I closed them too. And that's really what I was good at. When I found the solution, Yardley kept pushing me, and I'm like, I'm not interested. I don't know anything about websites. I don't care about websites. I don't want to learn how to program. I don't want to do all this. So what people didn't know is I actually am a techie at heart. I did programming when I was in college. Yeah, you thought it was just Yardley, huh? And then we heard about the company and started paying more attention to it. In Yardley's background was a computer programmer, COBOL programmer. How many techies are here? Do you think a COBOL programmer means they know how to do websites?
No,
they don't. So everybody's like, ooh, you're going to make money because Yardley's a techie. No, we did not. What happened is because we were both techies at heart, we actually lost money the first year. Why? Because we got confused on what we were selling. We started thinking we needed to be computer people. We didn't really lose money, but we didn't get paid as much as Google worth. We kind of worked for pennies on the dollar based on the hours we put in. So we're going to make sure you avoid all the mistakes we had. So we had no website experience. We did not know how to do any languages like HTML or Java or anything else. You feel better now?
Yeah.
And what we did do is we just really understood that if we have a great team, because my old school of what I did in corporate worked here. If I can open a door and I have people that can close it, right?
Yeah.
And I have people that can support me, even if I don't know the answers, I can make a lot of money. And that's what this model's about. So anybody who wanted to be here for a techie training, I'm sorry, it's all about sales, okay? And a lot of the stuff we started yesterday, we're going to keep building on today. Today is a lot more sales. So the main thing. Yardley turns around, and because he's that computer guy, figures he's going to learn everything about this. He's going to even learn HTML, and we're going to start learning about JavaScript, because we thought we needed to know. So the first year was such a learning curve. I hope nobody ever has that, okay? So we ended up seeing there was more to this business. And what we want to do is make sure you understand how to actually offer it and what you're offering. We're going to play a video in a short few minutes. Any salespeople in the house? I want to know the salespeople I have here. We're usually the minority, but we're not doing too bad here. Okay. So you've sold things, right? Okay. And anybody here sell at least $1 million a year? Awesome. What do you sell?
Insurance.
Automotive parts?
Enterprise software.
Okay. Now, can you imagine in this business, if you even did $100,000 in sales, you're netting like $80,000? Can you imagine that? Because a lot of the times when they're doing over $1 million a year, they're not netting like a quarter million or a half a million, right? What's the net on $1 million a year? Like 200,000. So we have up to 1,000% markup. You need to know there's nothing else out there that gives us these margins. And we're going to show you how to leverage that. So how many people have seen the video on the website solution that we're offering? Not that many. Okay. What we want to do is, before we talk about what we do and how we do it, Yardley's going to play a short video. It's a video that I want you to pay attention to. Before he actually hits play, I want you to listen to this. This is a video that can be used to share with a website customer if you can't get your appointment. It's also a video that can be used for you to learn more about the features and benefits we offer. When you look at this video, I want you to look at it in a different frame of mind. And this is going to preset you before we do this. Is anybody here a business owner? Oh, no. Is anybody here a business owner?
Yes.
See, we have a preset it. You're all business owners. If you own an franchise, you're a business owner. What are you going to get? Anyone here a business owner?
Yes.
Yay! Okay, what's important to business owner?
Money,
right? Increase revenue, write that down. Increase revenue. What else is important to business owners? Okay, let's go. There's really two things. The most important thing in any business owner is what?
Exposure.
No. Okay. Increase revenue, reduce operating expenses. Because what is it? The bottom line, right? Every business owner's bottom is what net. What am I netting at the end of the day? Isn't that what's most important? What money is going in my pocket? So increase revenue and reduce operating expenses. Get used to those two phrases because they're going to make you a lot of money. This is how you're going to make a lot of money. You are no longer employees. If you work for someone, that's fine, but you are business owners, right? What are you? You're business owners. And what's important to you?
Money.
Increase revenue.
Okay, we're going to do this together. So this is a day of participation, because here's my goal. I don't think you know this. With Market America, us being here is great, but they judge us by something. Did you know that? They judge us by how many sales you make after the training. So if you don't go out and make sales, we look bad. Do you want me to look bad?
No.
So guess what? My expectation is that you're going to go out and do this. So I'm going to work even harder to make sure you succeed. Do you mind?
No.
Okay. So, what are you?
Business owners.
Okay. And we already know business owners want to increase revenue and reduce operating expenses. What do business owners want to do?
Increase revenue, reduce operating expenses.
Excellent. So you want to get that part of your repertoire. Because if you look at a business owner and you find out how they do business, and you said, if I own this business, how would a website help my business make more money? Guess what? By you helping them, you're going to help yourself and you're going to make money. You're going to sell more websites, right? So you are business owners, and you're going to think of every business and how this solution that you're going to see right now, all the features and benefits that we have, how this solution can help a business. I don't want you to look at it and say, oh, how did they do that? I want you to look at it and say, how would a business benefit from that? Okay? And that's what I want you to see as you do that. Because what are you? Business owners. Awesome. Are you ready to play?
Sure.
Okay, we got the anniversary here.
For 12 years, we've been hosting high-quality websites for hundreds of thousands of businesses all over the globe, from the U.S. to Canada, and throughout Australia and Asia. We have earned a reputation for excellence and value through our innovative web solutions tailor-made for small and medium-sized businesses like yours. You're watching this video tour because one of our associates feels our complete web solution is a great match for your business's needs. So sit back and relax while we take you on a virtual walkthrough of just a few of the exciting benefits our solution has to offer. Let's get started. We'll begin by showing you an example of one of our restaurant business sites. Remember, everything you see on this page is completely customizable. Everything can be changed to your specifications in a matter of minutes. You'll be able to change the entire look and feel of the site, from the pictures, to the buttons, to the backgrounds, to the colors. You'll also be able to add animation, music, and video clips, all at no additional charge. And if you ever need any assistance, you'll have free, unlimited access to our team of dedicated customer care specialists. Every business wants to provide the best customer service possible. That's why we include a feedback form for site visitors to fill out. Whenever a site visitor submits feedback using this form, their information is instantly and conveniently stored in your contact manager. To facilitate even better customer service, we include a contact page that includes all of your business's contact information, as well as a map with driving directions to your location. Making a change to the site. Did you know that other site hosting companies charge you every time you want to add a page or make a change to your site? With our comprehensive web solution, making a change to your site is easy, and those modifications are totally free of charge. For instance, if you want to add a page to your site, you can do so instantly. Watch as we quickly add a menu page to this website. Just click on Add New Page and type Menu into the page file name data field. In this case, we'll opt to copy from the home page, then just click Add Page. To view the page you added, just scroll down to find your new page listed on the left-hand side. Then click on the blue link and the new page will appear. Wasn't that simple? Other web hosting companies charge their clients every time they want to add a page or make a change like the one we just demonstrated. With our solution, you'll never pay extra to make a modification. Let's take a look at another way you can customize your site by changing text. Notice how mousing over a body of text causes it to turn orange. Clicking on the orange highlighted section will offer a menu of options similar to those found in, say, Microsoft Word. Now you're able to change the size, style, and placement of the font, giving the page an entirely new look. And making a change to the text is just as easy. Click inside the highlighted paragraph and type anything you like. Just save your changes and you're done. Once you add a photo to your site, you can add an image in a snap. Simply by going back to the Add to Page menu, you can select Image to add or change an image on your website. Choose from our vast library of images, or you can upload your own. Just drag and drop the image to any orange area you choose. You're even able to change the size of the image by clicking on the image border and dragging it to the size you like. Click Publish, and in seconds, your changes are live. It's that simple. No need to waste $100 per hour on a web designer. You can make these changes on your own in minutes. Want to give your site an even more unique look and feel? Let's see how easy it is to change the design. To give your site a fresh, new appearance, you can change the overall design with ease, and you'll never risk losing any content. Watch. Just click on Change Design and select from any of our wide variety of site design options. Click on your choice and notice that all of your text and images remain on the page as professional as it was before, but with a new design. Want to make a change to the entire site? Our Global Design Properties function enables you to execute those changes and edits in just a few clicks. There's no need to go through every page to make alterations, so you'll save time and keep your site updated effortlessly. Site promotion. Not only will your site look fantastic, but we've got several features that ensure you'll draw traffic too. After all, a great website means nothing to your business if it goes unnoticed. With our submission tool, you can submit your site to the most popular search engines on the web. That's right, you'll drive traffic to your site from renowned search engines like Google, all at no additional charge. And using our optimization tool, you can add content with relevant keywords so that every time someone types one or more of those words into their favorite search engine, website crawlers or spiders will set out to find sites with those specific keywords. To get plenty of local traffic, you can enter keywords like your city, state, and county. Remember, if you ever have any questions about promoting your site or submitting to search engines, our customer care team is available to help. Partner Program. For added site promotion, become a part of our exclusive Partner Program. Your site will be linked on every Market America portal, and you'll have a huge opportunity to draw hundreds of thousands of visitors to your site for free. Boasting over 3 million registered shoppers and 3.5 million page views every month, this program will give you the kind of visibility that's the foundation of any lucrative website. What's more, there are no upfront costs involved. You only pay a commission when a visitor makes a purchase from your site that was referred to you by a Market America portal. Website statistics. Want to find out which keywords are working for you? Interested to know what search engine is generating the most traffic to your site? In the website statistics section, you'll have access to a variety of statistical tracking reports, where your hits are coming from, total hits on the site, and so much more. Without usage data like this, you'll have a difficult time making informed decisions about the effectiveness of your online sales and marketing efforts. File Manager. With our Web Solutions File Manager tool, you'll be able to upload multiple files to your site in seconds. For password protection, you can also add one or more usernames, each with an individual password, to a file or folder. Enhanced CRM. And we make managing your customers simple and straightforward. Add notes about your customers and contacts, and create personalized e-newsletters for your customers in a matter of moments. You'll even be able to assign your contacts to specific email campaigns, so they'll receive messages tailored to their preferences. Multi-language support. If you count yourself among the millions of Chinese and Hispanic-owned businesses in the U.S. today, you'll be thrilled to learn that our web solution comes complete with a skilled Cantonese, Mandarin, and Spanish-speaking support staff, ready to assist with any questions or concerns you may have. In addition to English, our sites are available in simplified or traditional Chinese and Spanish, and we've got many more language capabilities on the horizon. E-commerce. And for many businesses, our e-commerce features can't be beat. Located under the Website tab, you'll find the e-commerce section. Our web solution provides powerful e-commerce tools that get results. Our e-commerce capabilities provide a catalog with tens of thousands of items, shopping cart, and secured server, SSL2. Let's touch on some of the features built into our e-commerce solution. Our dashboard feature allows you to look at activity like lifetime sales, average orders, last five orders, and last five search terms. Under sales, you'll be able to track all of your orders and invoices, place memos for future orders, and quickly change any tax rules or methods. The catalog section enables you to quickly and easily manage your products and catalog, set up and check product reviews and ratings. The customers feature gives you the power to manage your current clients and monitor their buying patterns. In the promotions section, you can offer your customers discounts or sales by setting up special promotions within your catalog. Our reports feature allows you to get detailed information on everything from total invoices to coupon use to the most viewed and best-selling products. Here, you can find out what's in stock, look up, and track customer orders in a heartbeat. In the systems section, you can access and set currency rates as well as create and manage transactional emails. Create newsletters to keep in touch with your customers and site visitors. Send information about upcoming events, e-coupons, and anything else you want your patrons to know. Your customers can use the wish list feature to create and edit their own list of desired products. With our extraordinary pan and zoom technology, your customers can view products in vivid detail. Using the product comparison feature, your site visitors will be able to look at a side-by-side comparison of your merchandise to establish exactly which product is ideal for them. Research shows that consumers place more credibility in a site that offers customer reviews and testimonials. With our web solution, your customers can write and edit their own product reviews. As you can see, this solution was designed to save busy business owners like yourselves time, money, and the frustration of having to depend on a web designer. But that doesn't mean you'll be on your own. You'll have unlimited access to our customer care staff if you have any questions or concerns about our features or technology. Call, email, or use our live chat support feature. We can establish a direct connection between a representative's computer and your own computer and show you how to perform each step in a process on your computer screen. No matter how you choose to contact us, we'll be by your side, online and in real time, to guide you through any changes you'd like to make to your site. And if you decide that you want a professional hand in the customization of your site, we've got a team of web experts available in our design center. Choose from a variety of design packages available, and they'll work with you to create a site that matches your vision. The design center can be accessed from your website admin section at any time, so you'll always have the option of using their services. You're probably wondering how quickly you can get set up with your own online presence. One of the greatest benefits of our web solution is that we can get your business online fast. While many web developers keep you waiting for weeks before you can even look at your new site, we have your new feature-rich site up and running in no time. You'll have access to all of the cutting-edge tools in our dynamic software so that you can start customizing your online presence right away. If that wasn't enough already, our solution is all web-based with free upgrades for life. No expensive software to buy or download. You'll never need to buy the newest, greatest version to stay on the cutting edge. Simply remain a customer of ours, and you'll get the upgrades for free. Try that with any other software manufacturer, and we know you'll find it would cost hundreds, if not thousands of dollars every time they come out with an upgrade. We hope you've enjoyed this video tour of our complete web solution and that you're ready to get started with your extraordinary web presence. Packed with all the features you need to become a powerful online force, yet easy enough for anyone to use, it's the best site available to businesses just like yours. We look forward to counting you among our thousands of satisfied customers all over the globe. Don't wait another minute. Contact the representative who gave you this video presentation to find out how you can get your business online right away.
Is that now you have an opportunity. We're going to talk a lot about what we're offering, and I think you need to see it once so you understand it's full of a lot of information. Now, as a business owner, how is this going to help you? Okay, it is going to increase
revenue.
Now tell me how. You're all business owners. How is it going to do it? Doesn't matter what business. How is this going to help them? Retail. They can sell online. How else? Drive more customers to their site. More exposure. What else? They can market themselves. What would the advertising question? Save expenses or leverage their existing advertising, right? Wonderful. What else?
Ordering online.
If you're not familiar with the term e-commerce means that they can take orders online, right? Put promotions on their site, coupons, promotions, depending on the industry, right?
You can also learn about trends because you have a thing there where they have a bunch of statistics.
So they can see what's working on their site with the statistics, who's hitting the sites, where they're hitting, and all the other stuff. So what I want you to do, that's really where I want you to start thinking. Not how it's done, but what it will do for them, right? And to do that, we also need to know that who you are when you go out and talk to the business owners. So how many people here actually are specializing in the websites and have already sold websites with us? Okay, awesome. Great. Can you keep your hands up if you sold more than five sites? More than five sites? Okay, probably good. More than 10? Yes? More than how many? Yes. Awesome. So we sold about 200 sites since we've been selling the solution. And we've made anywhere between $100 to $250,000 a year extra with this solution. I actually would make a lot more if I wasn't lazy. And the reason I'm telling you that is that when we were starting to make a lot more money with the solution, I got a little lazy. We were executive directors with Market America making, I don't even know what the money is, anymore, $25,000 to $36,000 in 4 weeks. And then I was making, my year, I made $250,000 with the website. So I was pretty comfortable. Do you agree?
Yes.
I was comfortable. And then my husband turns around to me in his infinite wisdom. He goes, you know what, honey? He goes, that's good, but it's like temporary. I said, what? I said, well, it's not really, you know, you just have to keep doing it. And I've heard of him, but I did listen. But you seem to like the money, you know? And what happened is I did listen to him. That's what the challenge is. You're going to make a lot of money, but you might forget to build your business. The unfranchised business. That's where you forget the main thing. And that's why we went that close to $100,000 a year extra, because I realized I needed to put more effort into leveraging the website solution to attract people and to build my unfranchised business. And that's what we did while I went and still set appointments for the website. Okay, so that's really where I want you to think about this, because we really hope everybody makes a lot of money, so it makes it all look better, right? So we're going to be raising hands on that. Now, when you go out there, a lot of times when we go out there, we're competing with other companies. Do you agree?
Yeah.
There's people that can just put a business card together and say, I sell websites, and I'm a web designer, and I'm this. You can, you know, $10, you have a business card. What's that? Doesn't mean they have any experience. It can be somebody who just got out of school and didn't even go to school. They're dabbling, right? Or a traditional business that you might be competing with. We're going to talk about all the realms that you're competing with. But honestly, you have no competition. You have no competition. Isn't that amazing? Because
yes.
We can, I'm going to tell you why first. Hold it, I'll let you know why. Thank you, Bill. The reason we have no competition is there's no other company that can do what we do. Understand what we're offering. MBA Bedford just came to Market America just about 10 years ago. Actually, they partnered with us about 10 years, but they were around longer. They were doing all their sales through telemarketers. They had people calling up businesses all over the world, you know, all over the United States, and they're located in Las Vegas, Nevada, not far from here. And they were calling, and if you see a phone number from Las Vegas and you live in New York, you're not really like feeling warm and fuzzy that the local company, they're going to be there, right? So they did all this telemarketing, and they all set up an appointment, say, Mr. Business Owner, we have a great solution. We'd like to set up a free website demonstration and share with you what we have. Same thing we do today. We set up a free demo. And they said, we'd like to walk you through it. And they showed their customers the demonstration of the software. They go, ooh, ah, they liked it. But they closed about 20% of the sales. Now, that's not bad for telemarketers. I have to tell you, it's pretty good for telemarketers to close 20% of the sales. But what happened is, it was that not having that relationship. So they heard about Market America, a one-to-one marketing company. They said, look, we have a great solution. You have people. If your business partners set appointments for you, we'll provide the salespeople. We'll provide the technical people. We'll provide the customer care. We'll now even provide the graphic designers if they want to customize what they have even more. We'll even ask for the money, and will give you all the profit above $300. Wow. That's pretty cool, right? So they said, wow, because our average sale goes for about $12.99 to $14.99. That means that you're making $1,000 to $1,200 on average. Now, you can make more. I mean, I just sold a site recently and made $2,700 profit. Another one last week was $1,900 profit. So it doesn't mean it has to be that. You might make $600 profit. But the idea is the average is about $1,000 profit. Right now, I want you to write down a number of how much money you plan on making in 1 year with the solution. And what's your goal? Do you want to make an extra $12,000 this year, $20,000, $50,000, $100,000? Write it down with this solution. Okay, how many people wrote about $12,000? How many people looking to make over $20,000? How many people looking to make $50,000? How many people want to make $100,000? Okay, over $50,000, keep your hands up with $100,000. Okay, not very greedy. How many people want to make more? Okay. Okay, wonderful. Take the number you just wrote down, and I want you to divide it by 12 months. So if you wrote $12,000 one site a month, you have to sell, correct? I want you to divide your number by 12 months, and I want to know how many people have to sell one site a month. How many people have to sell two sites a month? How many people have to sell three sites a month? How many people have to sell four sites a month? How many people don't have math? Did everybody get their numbers? Right? Today is about doing just like yesterday is. I want you to create all the goals here, the name twists. We're going to do everything here today, so you're going to walk out tomorrow and we're going to do the business, okay? So now you have a goal, right? We're going to talk to you about how you're going to do it. Why we're different is that any web design company or web development company can only turn around and tell you what they've done for other people, right? Well, look what I've done for ABC company. Look what I did for these people. Look what I did for this, right? We are unique. You are walking into a business owner's business and saying, I can put together a demonstration custom made for you. And you're going to walk in and the first thing they're going to see is their website with their name on it. Web designers can't do that, guys. It would take too many hours to do what our company made very simple to us. They spend millions of dollars to make it look simple. We're not going to tell the customers it's simple. Okay, I'm telling you it's simple, but we don't tell our customers that. We're going to make you labor over it, okay? Wet it up. Okay, but who you are? You are partnered with, Martin American MA Web Centers is a partner with you. So you are a partner of MA Web Centers. What are you?
Partner
with MA. You're a partner. Now, has anybody here ever done any work like as a VAR, a value-added reseller, like for Microsoft or any other company, right? We are resellers for. That's what we really are, is a reseller for another solution. They partnered with us, and they only sell this solution through you. Okay? So you are partnered with them. Here we go. This is what is great about it. If you are just getting started today, and you have not sold a website yet, it doesn't matter. Because everything that I tell you applies to you. Why? I work for MCI, and I did $5 to $7 million a year in revenue for them, but I have to tell you something, I only credited this much. Like, you couldn't even see my volume in comparison to everything else they did. So I was tiny in comparison to the whole picture, right? So I didn't make their day. I mean, I didn't help their quotas, but I didn't make their day. So what it is it's about what everybody did together. So in our business, because we're partnered with who? MA Web Centers. With our business, it's not about what you've done, it's what we have done. So you're going to start using the word we, right? What are we going to use?
We.
So here, let's get started. It's not about you. This is how you're not going to compete with anybody. We have been in business over 10 years. How long are we in business?
10 years.
So if somebody said to you, well, how long is your company around for?
10 years.
Over 10 years. I need to hear everybody. How long are you around for?
Over 10 years.
See, I love that, because I worked for IBM, and back when I worked for them 20 years ago, we were the number one computer company. Not today, but we were then. And then when I worked for MCI, we were, hear the word we. We were the second largest telecommunication company in the world. Right? We. So we. You're going to own the company. It's part of your company. Okay? Now here's the next one. We have thousands of customers. So if I said, how many sites have you sold?
Thousands.
Because know what happens? A developer goes out and has been doing websites and he might have sold 20 sites or he sold 300 sites. But guess what? That's the only person that can make changes on that site. We have a big company. We have hundreds of employees. How many could be up working with you?
Hundreds.
Ain't that sitting up a little straighter now? It's not about you. How long have you been around?
10 years.
How many employees do you have?
Hundreds.
How many sites have you sold?
Thousands.
Hello? You can go home. We do business globally in 5 different countries, in Taiwan, Australia, in Canada, in Hong Kong. We do business in different languages, and we're going to go into that. And even if I do not speak Chinese, I can actually sell a website to a proprietor who speaks Chinese and get a Chinese-speaking salesperson to walk my customer through it. I can compete with you now.
Yay!
You know, it's so cool. If I don't speak Spanish, that's okay. We've got Spanish-speaking salespeople. Yay! You understand, we're going to show you how there's no excuses. The resources are all there for you and make sure you know where to find it. How long are you in business?
20 years.
How many employees do you have?
Hundreds.
How many sites have you sold?
Thousands.
Outstanding. So it all starts with you, okay? It's going to start with your posture. It's going to start with your confidence. It's going to start with how you go out there. And look at me, I look at you and there's some younger people here. If you're out there and you're young, and you look young, sometimes it's challenging because they think, oh, you're just a kid doing websites. And this is the truth. This is what happened. It turned out that one of my partners and I was training her on a website solution. She got an appointment with the business owner. We went in there and showed the demo, and they were so blown away. So blown away by what we had. And he turns around and he goes, oh, I thought you were just a couple of girls doing websites. When he saw what we had, he realized there was a bigger company behind us, the technology was outstanding. So what I want you to realize is that it's not about you, it's about who?
We.
It's about we. Like, we've been around how long?
10 years.
So you want to say you're working with a company. So you're working with a company, so it's not about you. So that you can go on vacation and our company will take care of your customers. Right?
Yes.
You want to have the confidence. I'm going to give you enough information today to make you more confident about it, but I hope you continue to get educated. I'm going to talk to you at the end about where the resources are so you can keep learning more, okay, do your own homework. Having the right attitude of understanding what you're offering and not over, I like to under-promise to over-deliver so that you know what you're going to be giving out there, okay? And as Bill Gates said, he put it, as we look ahead into the next century, leaders will be those who empower others. So we put the website also in the power of the business owner. That's another advantage that we offer. They can make their own changes. They are offered, my number one favorite thing that we offer is unlimited toll-free support. That is my number one thing that we offer that I love. Because if you actually do business with any Dell computers, or Gateway, or all these other companies, every time you call them, if you're not on a maintenance agreement, they charge you per hour. Or if you call some of these other companies, you get answering services, or you get email communication. You don't speak to live people versus dead people, et cetera, right? You get to speak to live people. That is like the number one thing. The other thing that's huge is that they speak English. They're not outsourced to India or somewhere else where there's communication challenges. That's really important to a lot of business owners, you know? So you look at the stuff and you understand that what we do is we give them the ability as well. Now, to go through the features and benefits, I'm going to actually bring Yardley up. Yardley Wang. I want you to look at all the things he's going to share with you, but the way I want you to see it is how is he going to help a business owner as he goes through and reviews. He's going to just do a review of some of the things you just saw on the video. Yardley?
Thank you. Give her a hand. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I want to thank you guys so much for coming out today, and to the people who have been with us all week, and I really appreciate it. You guys are diehard and fantastic. What we want to do is cover some of the features and benefits of what our website solution has. You already saw the video for the last 10 minutes, and pretty much the video did most of the work of what I'm about to cover, but what I want to cover with you is some of the features and benefits that you can ask your business owners about that would probably help you close the deal on getting the appointment. More importantly, a lot of people will ask, should I get these, once again, should I, you know, give my features and benefits guide out to the customer before the point of the demo? And the answer is no. Okay? Because, and it's a simple fact, and hopefully this makes sense to everybody. It's your business, do what you want. But our features and benefits guide is roughly 8 to 12 pages. I don't know what the number is at this point. There's a lot of stuff in it. And the challenge that comes up is if the business owner is doing the research on the internet, what will happen are two things. They're going to look at your features and benefits guide if you give it to them ahead of time and turn around and say, wow, that's all you've got? Honestly, that's what they're going to say to you. Or they might turn around and go, oh my gosh, you've got so much stuff in your website solution. How much is that going to cost me? Does everyone understand what's going on here?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like you can't win. It's the same reason why you don't want to throw out a price, and you're not going to, because the product specialist will take care of it for you. You can't win on it either way. So the idea is, Lisa and I like using it as a follow-up tool. So after the product demo is done and the product specialist walked the business owner through, then we supply the features and benefits guide. It's kind of like the DVD player. I'm sure a lot of you in the audience don't use every single feature on a DVD player, correct? All you do is hit, you know, stop, play, fast forward, rewind, if you just want to speed up. And that's about the features that you have. But there's so many things that are available within that, you know, DVD player. Isn't that true? So likewise with our software solution. The product specialist will focus in on what the customers are looking for, and when you supply them the features and benefits guide, then they can see all the extra features and benefits that weren't spoken about and say, wow, all this other stuff is included, right? So anyhow, as you can see behind me, we have unlimited pages that are available for the customer. So once the customer learns the software, they can add as many pages as they want. Now, this is important for you to realize, because if you're dealing with a website company, they usually have to pay by either the page or by the hour. Don't understand that, because you also have unlimited changes. Generally speaking, a website company will charge on an hourly basis, whether it be $50 an hour, $100 an hour, $150 an hour. It doesn't matter if they want to make a simple change to the menu. If it took 2 seconds, they're still going to charge 1 hour for the time. That's why most customers end up, what, saving up all their changes for about an hour's worth of work, and then go ahead and get the website company to do it. And at that time, now you got your sale and everything's passed. It's passed already weeks later. So the idea is they can make changes as many as they want along the way. They have unlimited access to customer care. So we have a live chat support, and we also have the live chat support, meaning they have an 800 toll-free number they can get in touch with, 888-343-2889. So 888-343-2889. Okay, so they have unlimited toll-free customer care support 70 hours a week. All right, 10 to 10 Eastern Standard. Okay, well, let's go Pacific. 7 to 7 for you guys. All right, Monday through Friday, and 8 to 2 on Saturday. Or no, 11 to 8, 8 to 5, you're right, 8 to 5. Okay, in Pacific time for you guys on the West Coast. So it's really nice. Now, on top of the live chat support, they also have a live chat support where they have an instant messenger capability. So what's really cool about that is the fact that now they can dialogue over the internet with you on the computer, but more importantly, they can take control of your mouse. So it's like Big Brother's watching you. They can actually move your mouse around and help you through some challenges that you might have along the way. You mean the business owner. Okay, so you don't have to worry about that. We have unlimited traffic, which means we don't have any bandwidth. There are websites out there, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find that they can get it for free. Customers can get websites for free. But generally speaking, they have bandwidth limitations. That simply means they can only take in a certain amount of traffic on a daily or a weekly or monthly basis. And if it exceeds that amount, their website shuts down.
Yes.
And that sounds really funny, and I was like, why would that ever happen? Because it's free. Right?
Yes.
So if you were an end user or a customer going to that person's website, you saw the website being down, odds are you're not going to come back to it. So that's just silly to me. The hours, we have unlimited bandwidth. We even have unlimited email addresses for them. Okay, or what we call email aliases. And we also have what we call mail servers. So we have the ability that if they send them an email, if you Our website's ylwconsulting.com. We're also applied to the product. So if you sent me an email, yardley@ylwconsulting.com, when I answer the email back, it'll come from yardley@ylwconsulting.com. That's a mail service, or what we call mail server, that's provided for each website customer, which is really pretty cool because of the fact that, generally speaking, that mail service costs anywhere from $30 to hundreds of dollars a year. We need to start adding an apples-to-apples comparison. Does this make sense to everybody? Okay? So, on top of that, we also have the ability, guys, that, remember, the business owner can make as many changes as they want to the website. Check this out. The software is internet-based. So, as long as they have access to a laptop or a computer, they can make changes anywhere in the world to their website. A matter of fact, as long as somebody's working on a different page, if they had several people in the company, they can all be modifying the website simultaneously, as long as they have access to the internet, as long as they're working on a separate page. I don't understand that. That's a powerful statement, because website companies or people who do it yourself, they generally speaking, when they're working on a website, they put it on either a laptop or their desktop, and all the information and all the data is stored on that particular PC. And it's important for them to back it up, because if something goes wrong with that PC, they just lost all their work. Does that make sense? So it's really great that it's internet-based. As you guys saw in the video, we have contact forms, unlimited, that they can create. We're partnered with Google, so they have integrated maps and driving directions. This is important because of the fact that there's a lot of websites out there that when you want to look for, you know, directions to their place, they either type it out and or you click on it, it takes you out of the website. That's ridiculous. Because of the fact that, you know, where are you now? You get directions to where, and you're off the person's website. Ours is built inside, internally. So this way, when they get the driving directions, they're still on the website, okay, wherever the business owners are. Now, the question that comes up is website user statistics. This thing is so comprehensive, it's as close to Google Analytics that you're going to get. So it's absolutely amazing on what this tool can do. Now, what's important about this tool is that you need to ask your customers when you're dialoguing with them, developing the relationship, is whether they have a website or not. If they have a website, the question that comes up is, how are you measuring your advertising? If they don't have a website, still the question is, how are you measuring your advertising? Does that make sense? Because generally speaking, most business owners who don't have websites, they'll tell you, well, I put an ad out in the newspaper or the magazine, I put a coupon in a penny saver, and basically people redeem the coupon, and that's how I can measure how I'm doing. Or if they come in, I'll ask, well, how did you find us? How did you find our store? How did you, you know, get to us? And things like that. So that's what they'll, generally speaking, they'll do. Well, isn't it nice to know we have a website usage statistics tracker that will track what's going on in each individual page that's hit. So as an example, in New Jersey, we have a newspaper called Star Ledger. We also have a penny saver out there. The first customer that we sold the website to was the place that we patronized. In other words, why not approach people that you did business with first and ask them for their business, right? So we sold a pool site, a website, to the pool company in our pool. Make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So, in the Star Ledger, it comes out Sunday, today. And what happened was they put their website address on it, and you would see the spike. You could see how many hits you get on the website. So it went like this, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. You think the ad was working?
Yes.
Absolutely. Okay, the penny saver, though, was about only $200 a week, which is not much, about $800 a month. But it comes out every Wednesday, and it flatlines. Now, we're not saying, and I'm sure you agree, we're not saying it didn't work, okay, because some people gain coupons and things like that. But wouldn't you guys agree, when we're trying to increase revenue and reduce operating costs, that you see on a stats that it's flatline and you're spending $200 a week, you have a potential of saving them $800 a month, which is almost $10,000 a year in advertising costs? Possible, right? That's huge. So our website really becomes powerful and the cost becomes more justified if you can start building that in and let them know. So the question that comes out of your mouth is, how are you measuring your advertising costs to your business owner? How are you measuring your advertising costs? That is a huge thing when you're asking, when you're dialoguing with the business owner. Okay? Now, on top of that, we also have a customer manager or relationship newsletter. So the business owner has the ability that since we track and capture all of the emails on the website, when customers go onto their website, the business owner can now blast newsletters out to the field. That's pretty cool, sending out sales and giving them extra information. There's simple, easy editing tools we'll show in a moment. If you saw in a video, it's like, this is like not rocket science, it's really, really simple. They give you the ability to change layouts on the fly. See, hopefully everyone agrees that about every 5 to 10 years, any brick and mortar store changes their facade and face on their store, don't they?
Yes.
So if you go into a shopping center or a mall, you'll find out that they start refacing it because they need to keep it fresh.
Yes.
Well, likewise with a website, every 5 to 10 years or so, what happens is the fact that the customers turn around, the business owners want to reface their website. Now, if they're dealing with a website company, they have to go and what? Redo the entire website and spend thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars again. The business owner has the ability to change the layout on their own, on the fly, to anything they want. And if they're not happy with any of the designs, that's okay. They can still use our design center to make changes to do it for them as well. It's their choice. So whatever their wildest imaginations are, it can be done. Okay? Now, on top of that, these are just, if you want to change text, I'm just going to click the mouse and I'll just guide you through. You just glide your mouse over the section, notice how it turns colors, and you click on it. What happens is it's really simple. You just have to start typing, not you, the business owner. They can do anything they want. They can bold it, they can highlight it. If you want, you can even create a link. There's a link right here that you see that's not highlighted. That when you highlight it, you can, what's a link? A link is an underline, if you've ever seen it, that when you click on it, it takes you somewhere. It's as easy as hitting that little infinity sign, and what happens is it says, what would you like to link to? This is like, it's just so user-friendly. What page would you like to link to? And it gives you all the pages that you've created on the website. Or you can link it to another, what we call URL, which is a domain name. So you can take anywhere you want. It's so easy and intuitive for the business owner that it can be done. So, by the way, quick show of hands, how many people are technically challenged? Keep your hands up. Technically challenged, you mean you do not know how to use a mouse. And I'm glad you guys get a couple out of it, because it's true. That's about the extent of our software system. If you know how to use a mouse, you can run this software. That's how easy it is for the business owner. Okay? It's all left mouse button driven. That's really great for the people on Mac, because there's only one button anyhow. Okay? It doesn't matter. And then you're good to go. If you want to add an image, it's really simple. Once again, you take the image that you either upload or just you already have loaded up, drop it, and that's how quick it is. I know, it's the When the product specialist demonstrates that for them, that's absolutely amazing in what they can do. Now, we have a whole bunch of features in the e-commerce, but before we do that, they start adding things into the website solution. I believe they added blogs now that the business owner can add in. They added widgets. So for the North American business owners here, they added special widgets that the business owner can add to their website. Widgets for the business owner in the website solution would be automated calculators, the weather, you know, all kinds of, I mean, there are hundreds of widgets that are available for the business owner to download into their website where the computations and everything that was built in is all set up for them on the fly. Very, very quickly. Matter of fact, they have the ability, they came out with it a couple of months ago, that if they had a WAV file, that would be like a, you know, like a movie or something like that, when they drop and drag into our website solution, it automatically converts it into Flash video. Okay, so for the people who don't understand what Flash video is that moving animation stuff? And what you need to understand about the Flash animation stuff is Flash video runs, okay, the end result per second costs a business owner, because what they charge is they charge anywhere from $75 to $250 a second as an end result. So if you ever seen those long commercials and stuff, start adding up the time and how much that costs. You guys follow me on that one? Ours automatically converts the videos and converts it into Flash on the fly for the business owner. That's how powerful it is. The e-commerce solution itself is worth $8,000 to $10,000. Most website solutions have to be done a la carte, which means, let's define e-commerce for a second. Does everyone understand that most businesses out there accept credit cards?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. That means they have what we call a merchant account, which means with a merchant account, it gives you the ability to accept credit cards. okay, for services or products, right? We have the ability that if they don't have a merchant account, we can sell them a merchant account. And we are affiliated, obviously, with iTransact. I'll show you later this afternoon where they can click so that they can fill out a simple application for the iTransact account if they would like to start accepting credit cards if they're not already doing so. Now, being that we all agree that most business owners accept credit cards already, they're interested in what we call an e-commerce solution, a lot of them. E-commerce is nothing more, as my wife mentioned to you earlier, is the fact to have the ability to sell products and services physically online. So as an example, for the guests in the audience, there's a get with the person who invited you here, because for the web portal or the website from marketamerica.com that they're on, every website in that web portal of marketamerica.com is an e-commerce site, which means every single one of those websites sells something. There are other types of websites that just dispense information. Okay, like doctor's offices and things like that, or you know, orgs or nonprofits. They'll just dispense information. We're talking about e-commerce where they want to sell a product or service. Now, would it make sense to everybody that a lot of businesses want to sell or give out gift certificates? Yeah. You know, get the people to buy gift certificates. That, ladies and gentlemen, is also e-commerce. It's you're buying a gift certificate online so that they can redeem it either in the store or also online. So that's also e-commerce. So the e-commerce solution, generally speaking, when you want that, they have the website, and then they have to coordinate it and make sure it's integrated with a product catalog, and then a la carte, they have to make sure that it matches up with the shopping cart solution. And of course, you have to have the checkout mechanism to make sure that the merchant account matches up with the e-commerce of the shopping cart so that they can process everything. Does everyone understand that? That's normally $8,000 to $10,000 for people, and it's a lengthy process. Ours is e-commerce friendly. It has the entire thing set up for them, soup to nuts, everything. Shopping cart, product catalog. It integrates with whatever merchant account they've got. And at a point and click of the mouse, they can set up so that our web, as an example, there's over 40, 50 merchants available. iTransact is one of them. So for those people who have iTransact, the first thing you do is when the business owner clicks on the back, oh, well, what merchant account do you have? And let's say they see iTransact. And they click on the little, you know, logo of iTransact, there's a pop-up window that goes, oh, what's your gateway ID and password? And they punch that in, it remembers it permanently, and instantaneously the customer can now start accepting credit cards and you know, payment online through their websites. That's how slick and quick it is. It is absolutely amazing what this can do. Now, as you saw in the video, we have the wish list. We have this whole, I mean, comparison, I'll show you right now on the slide, okay? As an example, we have a shopper account. We have comparison shopping for the business owner that they can set up. On top of that, they have a wish list that they can put in, right? So there's a lot of good stuff here. Now, on top of that, they can even, since we're saving the customer's information, the end user, we can even have them reorder products if the customers like it on the business owner's website. Right? So that's really cool. They have a beautiful checkout mechanism that steps them through the billing address, shipping address, you know, the billing, the credit card number, and the information that they're looking for. And it gives you a nice summation of different types of, you know, information available for them when they go to check out. Pretty much, you guys have checked out before using your credit card, right? So all that, just this is pretty much standard for everyone. And they just walk you through it, and finally you'll get a thank you, you know, for your order. There's even an advanced search feature that's put into the product catalog, because there's something called a site-wide search, which means if you've ever gone to a website, you know, let's say you go to Dell, and you want to look for a specific computer, or you're looking for a specific accessory or part, you can just type in the search, and it searches the Dell site. Well, likewise, the business owner has a catalog advanced search also, so that the customer can go in and search for the things they're looking for. Okay, and all of that is built in what we call search engine friendly dialogue for each individual product and every single page, which gives the business owner the ability that there are what we call keywords and meta tags, what people look for on the internet. That would be the thing you're typing for, whether it be an iPod. The things that you type in, all of that is built in and is user friendly on a product level on every single page, that the business owner can just key enter what words that are normally pop up, hold that thought, okay, for the breakdown later, okay, for the individual product, so that when they do a site-wide search, they can be found. That's pretty cool, right? So it's all built in there. Now, as I mentioned to you before, they have the live technical support and everything. The e-commerce solution also has a couple extra features that weren't mentioned that, you know, behind me. We're integrated with all of the different shipping systems. Being a former computer programmer consultant, I did the billing system for 13 and a half years for UPS. Every single year on January, they update over 2,000 rates. Okay, which means next day air, ground, second day air, from one zone to another. There's thousands of rates. Normal website companies, because I had personal experience on this, what happened was is that when you want to do that type of shipping to e-commerce, they're like, so how do you do your shipping? I had to do this once for somebody. I decided to play fancy. But in the older version, we are limited to 2,000 files. So what I did in the past was there was a customer that had 10,000 files. So I decided to sub out. That's why I'm giving you personal testimonial. I want to be the slick person and say, I will take care of outside of our solution, outside of India. So what happened was that they started charging me, and I said, no problem, I will pay half because it only cost $1,500 for me because we had 10,000 catalog items, and I was charging my customer $10,000. My wife stepped away from the sale because she understood what was going on. I will take care of everything. They needed $750 down on the $1,500, no problem. No problem. I told my customer, don't worry about it. You don't have to give me any part of the $10,000. I'll take care of it for you. So what happened was that's when they started turning to the website company. Goes, so how are you shipping? I mean, what do you mean how are you shipping? Don't you have all the rates? I said, I want to use the post office, USPS, FedEx, and UPS. And I was like, okay, which services? What do you mean which services? Next day, air, ground. I'm like, well, what if I want to use all of them? They go, well, you need to provide us with all the data. I'm like, are you kidding me? I can't give you that. The great news, and so what happened, long story short, 6 months later, when I promised my customer 2 weeks, 6 months later, this still wasn't done. They asked me to run around like the guinea pig and everything, running for all the different solutions on the shopping cart and everything else, and pretty much lost the $750 down, lost this website customer at the same time, all right? And it spent over 100 hours of research, so I wasted all that time and money, but I learned a valuable lesson. Stay within the limits of what our software solution has, and version 4.0, when I came out, can do pretty much anything, which is pretty much amazing to me. So I'm just sharing with you guys that it's an absolutely top solution. They update all the rates simultaneously every single year for FedEx, UPS, and USPS. All you do is point and click on which service you would like to set. And you can do all the things you like. That's up to you. Okay, so there's a lot of protection out there. They have all the best supports of everything. Now, let me give you a brief history of what happened 3 or 4 years ago. Our website solution was set up for the business owner that at the point and click of the mouse, they can make changes on the fly, right? Okay, now, for the majority of you guys, how many people want to physically do work on the website? One, two, okay, the minority. There's like 3, 4, 5 people in the audience. That's great, just remember that could become a job. Been there, done that, worked for $1 an hour. That's what we told you, we worked for $1 an hour. So I learned to solve it, it was not worth it, okay? Here's the situation. Wouldn't you agree that there will be some businesses when you're dialoguing with, they're going to come to you and go, this is really great, Susan. I'm glad that I can make changes on the menu and everything like that for my restaurant, but I need you to finish my website, and then I'll make the changes to the restaurant. Because I don't have anyone in the office or the place of establishment, and I don't have time myself, so I need you to finish it. Hopefully, if I said that to you guys in the audience, that would strike panic over you, like, they told me I didn't have to learn. Right? Come on. This class is not about technical. You did not have to learn. And that is 100% correct. Because what happened was that you would lose a sale, wouldn't you? So what they did was that we worked with MA Web Centers about 3 or 4 years ago, and we came up with a new business model for you guys. The business model is they developed a design-centered team. Check this out. It is a team that is extremely savvy and familiar with our website solutions, which means they can put a website together using our existing solutions. Everyone wants to make. On top of that, they also have a team of graphic designers, artists, okay, technical people that can put that whole thing together so it looks beautiful. And add all the bells, and they have a whole technical staff of computer programmers that can take care of pretty much all the needs for the business owner. And they're doing it for you. at a small additional investment on the business owner's side. So that gives you the ability, ladies and gentlemen, you can become confident now. And when they turn around and say, once again, Susan, and they go to Susan, hey, listen, I need you to finish my website. You know what? Not a problem. I have an entire design center team that can fulfill and take care of all your needs. Be rest assured that I'm very confident that they can take care of everything that you need to do. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yes.
So they close the gap from doing so. And here's just some of the designs. You may or may not like them. That's okay. It's some of the things that the customers requested. You guys understand that? There's a website out there. If you want to jot it down, it's www.masamples.com. So it's like Martin America, M-A, samples, plural, samples.com. Now, this is important. Never, ever, ever, never, ever tell your customers to get to that website. Okay? Because the first time they should see any website is when? At the point of the demo. My wife will go over it and nail it over and over again, and hopefully by the end of the day, you guys will all be saying at the point of the demo. Don't you understand that?
Yes.
Because at first, you need to understand this, and I'll say it again now, and I'll say it again later. When the customer sees the demonstration, when the customer sees the website, if you gave them the website address, it looks like a regular 5 to 12 page website. Honestly. You don't get the chance to see all the bells and whistles. You don't understand the technical support, the unlimited technical support. Those people are aware of Dreamweaver. It's a very expensive software package to put together websites. The customer care technical support, unlimited, is $3,000 a year for the service. You guys understand that? And you need to start comparing apples to apples in your mind. It's not free, and Dreamweaver is only on one computer. So you're paying hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars for a license that there's a huge learning curve, right, that you have to learn. So you either have to pay someone or they have to learn the software to do it, right? So it's tremendous on this. So what happened was this, we have an entire design center team that figured do not show them that website. Since the design center's rolled out, they've been able to have a 20% increase in closing the sales for you guys. Because now you have the ability to what? To be able to close the sale because they can do the work for you. Okay? Now, on top of that, we have the support in multiple languages. So for the people who don't understand English in the audience, although, you know, they're quite in the technical support. And they also speak Cantonese, but I can't speak Cantonese, it doesn't matter. Okay, but they have Cantonese, Spanish, Chinese support, okay, as well as the English set up for you. See, I hope my English is not Chinese support enough, that's okay. So they have the sales support, the customer care, and the design center. So they have multilingual support. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yes.
That's an important statement for you to realize because of the fact that we can have, all right, we have websites being sold in Chinese, whether it be in Chinatown, anybody who needs a Chinese website, or Spanish, or whatever have you. So it's a multiple thing. So now we can sell websites in the United States and Canada, obviously. We're the only solution in Market America that can sell websites, all right, in, or get the appointments in Mexico right now. Okay, because if, for those people who don't understand that statement, Market America has over 2,500 branded products that we can only do business in the United States, Canada, you know, Taiwan, Hong Kong, Australia. Does that make sense, everyone? So this is the only solution that's Market America branded that we can do business in Mexico, which is a really powerful statement. Okay? So on top of that, we'll be covering later that you can even own a global web center. A global web center. So in other words, with no additional cost to you, as long as you own a web center that gives you the ability to set up website appointments, okay, with a customer, we have the ability that we can get you a global web center so that you can do business in other countries. That's pretty cool, right? At no additional cost to the web center. Now, obviously, there are some requirements that are in place that you have to become a global distributor, right? If you want to do business in Taiwan or Hong Kong, we'll be covering that a little bit later. But after you set up that distributorship for that country, your web center is just a pass-through where you can set up your Chinese one, your, you know, your Taiwan one, your Hong Kong, whatever you want to do, whatever country you want to do the business in, okay? And of course, obviously, that even broadens your horizon even more. There's a tremendous Asian population in the room. That gives you leverage. Because not only are you selling websites here, you can sell websites there, right? So it's really great. Now, on top of that, we have partnership integration. Hopefully you heard on the video that we are affiliated with marketamerica.com, obviously, for the people, the business partners in the room. For the guests, it's a really, really good thing. How would you like, if you were a business owner, right, selling a brick and mortar, how would you like the ability to be introduced to an instant customer base of 3 million customers, potential to you know, advertise your products and services? That would be a good thing, wouldn't it? We have that. We have a partner store integration. We have the ability that when a business owner gets a website from your web center guide, we can connect them to Martin America. We can have them put them in touch with MartinAmerica.com with the marketing team and set up an affiliate for them. So they become one of the affiliates on the web portal. That's pretty cool. Most businesses, this is not rocket science. The business owner doesn't have to pay the advertising costs until the sale is made. And the great news is you're out of the loop. All you have to do is introduce them to the solution and let them know, hey, Mr. Customer, how would you like to be introduced to an additional 3 million customers? Because if you look at the stats behind me, they have thousands of unique visitors and they have millions of hits every single month. That's pretty cool. That can attract the customer to want to do additional business for you. Now, it is important, though, as you see behind me, that every website that gets introduced to the affiliate program on our web portal obviously has to be e-commerce based. They have to be selling something. Okay, it can't just be informational based. It will help you close more sales and gain more retention if you have something to offer the customer to do that. Okay, with. All right, and this way, this is the picture of the web portal right now, and you can, of course, just have them as an additional affiliate partner. They will become one of the 3,000 plus affiliate partners that we have. Matter of fact, we can even connect them with what? The Universal Shopping Cart. So they can be tied into that as well. Okay, but here's the good news, the marketing team does all that for you. We'll show you this afternoon where they can click, or you can click to fill out their information, and the marketing team, Market America, will get in touch with the business owner, right? Now, why are we better? How do we compare? I'm going to freak with my wife. Where is my wife? Okay, so before we talk about how we're better, we want to get a couple things out here because we promise you that we're going to be, it's more than just, by the time we're done with you guys, it's so much more than, you know, than websites. This class is so much more than websites. It's about developing relationships. It's about becoming sharper. It's about selling yourself. It's about getting you to the point that by the time we're done with you this afternoon, you will be able to sell anything. All you need to know is more information to get educated about the widget, right? So, we're going to start off and make sure that we do things right. We're going to make sure that you guys do learn how to handshake with people. Okay? Now, this is really important. I need to move fast along here. Where's my wife?
Ruby!
Now, just in case you guys don't know, the handshake is the first thing that comes up, guys. It is the most important thing. Within 10 seconds, generally speaking, it might have happened to you. Within 10 seconds, guys, statistically speaking, research shows that when people, that handshake, you'll determine in 10 seconds whether you want to do business with that person or not. Does that make sense?
Yes.
The proper handshake, don't worry about it. The proper handshake is right here. You're right in the cup, in this, you got that? It's a firm handshake with a couple shakes on that. Hi, I'm Yardley, and you're pleasure meeting you. So it's just a few shakes. Everyone understand that? This is important because you guys are going to be practicing this moment. The proper one is right in here. You guys got that? Don't shake yet, but this is the proper one. Now I want to show you some of the improper ones. The improper ones. Has anyone ever happened to you? You're going in for the handshake, and they grab you mid-screen. You ever had that? And at the same time, I understand I'm a guy also, and there's some of you guys out there who are really macho that you want to show that you got the Superman grip. Okay? I don't need it. I don't need to get it. Look, I have a ring too, just like the women. We don't need an imprint in the finger. Could you walk away and be like, what's up with that? I understand that. You got that, right? Then you got, and then this happens to ladies. So ladies, you're laughing. Now, men, we can laugh at them. Ladies, I don't understand what's up with this. We got this, what is up with this stuff? What's up with that? And, you know, you go for the handshake and the woman's like, hey, man. Okay, whatever. All right, now, I understand. know somebody, you've got that endearing grip. That's the hand over hand. That's the hand over hand grip. You're talking to a stranger. Think about this. You're meeting a stranger. What's this? I'm not an old person. This is how I know you. You know, it's my relative, it's a friend, it's a close friend, it's a buddy and stuff like that. You know, I mean, this is the point of the hug. Okay, the endearing grip. Then we got the cold fish. Did you ever get the dead fish? It's like... right? It's just like, is the person alive? Does that make sense? That's like amazing. So this is what we need to do. I want you to get up, and I want you to give a person a handshake, and I'm going to give some more directions, because I want to make sure that when you leave this room, the next time I shake your hand, I don't get caught in the middle, I don't get the death grip, I don't get the curtsy, okay? Here's the latest one I've seen, and I think it was like Generation Z. Also, we're catching each other like this. This is important. This is really important for you guys. The question that comes up, there are times that you're not supposed to give a handshake. Does anyone know when? There's a couple of times that you should never give a handshake. Some people for him. Okay, so that's number three. Some people could actually get out of the bathroom. Okay, let's go with that. Well, it's really simple. There are different religions that you can't. Okay, so in Muslim, for instance, you know, the women, you're not shaking the man's hand. There's no question about that. In the Jewish religion, the Jewish faith, for the Hasidic, all right, it's not going to happen. That funny story. My wife usually teaches this segment, but she's, okay? It's really funny. Lisa comes in. Remember, Hasidic Jews do not shake the man's hand. So Lisa walks into, the guy's name is Abraham.
Orthodox Jew.
He goes into the place to do business with the guy. The guy's name is Abraham, okay? For those people who don't understand, stereotypically, Abraham is Jewish. He walks up, he goes, how you doing, Abraham? And Abraham looks at Lisa and goes, Lisa! She goes, what? I'm laughing. But it's really important that you do that. So here's how you know when to did you ever do the handshake where, you know, you want to shake and also they stick out their hand and then, you know, you're not ready? Or you stick out their hand and they don't stick out their hand? Isn't that awkward? It's awkward. And they're not shaking their hand. So the idea is really simple. This is the technique that you do to shake. You act like Napoleon. No, you're not going to put it here. But you're going to go like this. You can just cock your hand like this. Listen, if they go, you go. You got that? If they go, you go. If they go, you don't go. You don't understand that. Future. Just keep it right here, cock. If they go, you go. If they don't go, you don't go. It's that simple. It's really, really simple for you guys. So, I need you to get up, and I need you to shake a couple people's hands and do the right way and introduce yourself. Hi. You can go get started. Hi. So I might as well make a fool out of myself to begin with. She's been teaching this thing for years. She's never shaken my hand before. So she had me as the demo one day, you know, like last year. So I walked up to her and I just went, literally just went, and I was like, I caught it right, but I was a dead fish. She's like, what happened to the shake? And, you know, you gotta shake a couple of times. You don't want this. But you have to at least shake it a couple of times and stuff like that. My wife's like, what are you doing? I'm teaching this class. Anyway, I'm done for now. I'm gonna bring my wife back up. Thank you.
I know you're going to do that. So what he didn't finish telling you is after he shook my hand, I said, had to shake my hand before I know what I'm marrying him. That's a true story. Like, wow. You can tell a lot about a person by how they shake their hand. Whoa. Thank God, I love them. And it's improved. So the handshake has improved. But if I was you, I think that doesn't count. So, Gary, you didn't miss. We talk about what we're comparing. I understand some of you out here have tried to sell websites before, right? You might have had some challenges. You have people telling you numbers, comparing to other things. You really need to understand what you're comparing our solution to. So one of the things you want to do is go to our resources and talk to you at the end of the day about it too. It's MAWC411, MAWC411.com. It's going to be your favorite website for resources. You can make a solution. Get a marketing American website at 411, MAWC411. And what you can do is also start getting familiar with the features and benefits, because a lot of other services will do a la carte with all additional fees. And understand that what we have is the people behind the product, which makes us outstanding. We're not just software, we're not just on the computer, we can't speak to someone. But let's talk about what's available. Okay, so what do we have? We have the best of all the world. We have to break it down to what's there. I actually want to go back one slide. So let's cover what we have. Well, you know what? So what we're offering businesses is working with small to mid-sized businesses. We do not go out and say, oh, I offer websites to small to mid-sized businesses. We're just letting you know who to target. Okay, that's kind of one of those terminologies you use. Because sometimes the business will consider themselves big, and you might consider them small, and you might think they're big, and they're really, well, you might think they're small, and they're really big. If you think a company that does $1 million a year is small or big?
Small.
It's small. Do you think a company that's at $10 million a year is small or big?
Small.
Do you think a company that's $250,000 a year is small or big?
Big.
$250,000.
Small.
But the idea is that that business should be $1 million a year or $10 million a year. Obviously, they might think they're big in comparison to their other competitors. So you say I do business with small to mid-sized businesses, they might rule themselves out. So I'd rather say I do businesses with companies, but I do business with businesses like yours. So I always apply. I do websites for companies like yours. Because that way it's an open blanket, I'm always safe, I always apply. It's just easier so you know who you're targeting. We've sold sites to people that do $100 million a year, and we also have sold sites to people that probably do about $250,000 or less. They're all your customer if we can supply a solution for them, okay? Let's talk about what the options are. Well, you have traditional development companies. We talked about them earlier, that they might just go out there, they offer a solution to somebody. Let's talk about some of the pros. The pros are they have professional layout design. You don't have to learn programming. They do everything. It'll be professional. The company will maintain it. The cons are that it could be cost prohibitive at any time. Sometimes it might start as a $3,000 website, and then before you know it, they're adding more things, adding more things, and it becomes what they call out of scope. It's growing through scope, and before you know it's a $10,000 site. And I'll explain how everybody here has experienced that, or it's a $20,000 site. Has anybody here been working on their home? Any contracting, right? Did you notice you had a budget when you started, what you were going to spend, and all of a sudden when they started saying, oh, you can do this, or oh, this is a challenge, or you have to do this? That's how people start at $3,000 and they end up at $20,000. It's called scope creep. It creeps up on you. I was in the consulting business after I had left MCI. I was in a computer consulting business. And I used to go into businesses and quote them something, and I felt like it was a Pandora's box. You go in and we offer the solution, and then after once we open the solution up, we're working on it and programming everything, and before you know it, something else happened. Oh, this happened. Well, that's extra. Oh, this happened. That's extra. It's more billable time. So this becomes out of scope or out of reach for a lot of small and mid-sized businesses because they might start at a certain price but ends up being so high they can't leave because they've invested so much with that business, right? And then what happens with these companies is hosting additional fees. The article talks about changes on websites. You pay $50 to $200 per hour for change. Most businesses end up saving all the changes because they don't want to pay like for a one-time fee, so they save it up. And then the site becomes antiquated. They're still showing the 2004 picnic because they didn't want to have to pay for changes on the site. And you've seen sites like that, I'm sure. The sites also go under construction when they're working on it, so that really is not a good thing. And also, it depends on the developer's time. A lot of those companies that are companies, not a person just made a business card, somebody who's actually has several employees working on several hundred sites, those companies become, like, you're really dependent on them. You're on a workflow issue. They have other people ahead of you, you're on a waiting list. You want something changed, you're on their timing. It has to be programmed, it might need to be customized. If new things come out, you're dependent on their solution they're working with. And it becomes out of scope. That's usually the biggest challenge from traditional companies. Also, if there is a traditional company, they might just be able to service a certain amount of customers. Because of the fact that they're doing all the work. If they want to be able to service more customers, they need to get more employees to help to maintain them, don't they? What about do-it-yourself solutions? How many people are familiar with Frontage or Green Weaver? Okay, great. Well, don't you need a license for every computer you have it on? So you buy that software, you get the software, it's great, but if you're working on this computer, and I'm over there, and I'm back in New Jersey, you're in California, I want to make changes, I can't. I need to buy another software license so I can have it on that computer there. So I'm restricted to making changes only on the computer the license is on. That's a challenge, right?
Yep.
You really don't have access to it all the time. You want to make changes, you have to download and upload the thing. Possibly, it's going to save you some money initially, but long term, of course, do more. I did a website demo for an automobile company, and they sold cars. I go into this place, I do the demo. He didn't buy the first time. I followed up. I'm very good with follow-up. So I followed up with him. I didn't understand what was going on. And what he failed to tell me is he already had a website, although he didn't tell me that when he accepted the demo. He told me, okay, I'll see what you have. So I was following up to see what it was. I walked into his office, and what he did is he sold cars, but what he also did is he was trading stock as a hobby on the side. I go into his office, he had three humongous monitors. Now this was about 6 years ago. This was before big monitors were big, you know what I mean? Like it was like everybody had one. And he had three big monitors, and he moved the mouse from one to the other, and he moved onto each screen, and I'm like, now everybody has that. But I was like, ooh, wow, that was cool, you know? And it was very expensive, spent a lot of money on it, right? And then all of a sudden, he brings me, now these were big monitors. I mean, it was bigger than the desk. It was totally ridiculous. And he brings up this website, and he says, I have a website, let me show you. So I look at the website, and I'm very quiet. And I need to know, remember, like, big monitor. The font size of all the words were like this big, okay? This big. Now, if you haven't gotten this yet, I go back to my office, and I look at that same website, and on my computer, because it was smaller than his screen, it was this big. So it looked like a third grader did it. So I didn't want to say anything, because you never know who did it, so you can't insult them, right? So I smiled. I said, wow. Really? He said, yeah. He said, I did it myself. I said, no kidding. And he said, unbelievable. And he said to me, he says, yeah, he goes, well, it's not so good. I'm like, I'm so happy you said that. Because he didn't understand that when you build a website, it has to be built for all your viewers, not to look good just on your monitor. But you know what? Our company understands that. So a lot of times people start doing it yourself, so they think they're saving money, but it's questionable if it looks professional. If they want to have other services like e-commerce, you need a third-party solution to fit onto it. You want other database services, you need another third party to fit into it. You need anything else, you have no additional support. Greenweaver does have support. It's $3,000 a year to be able to speak to someone to hold your hand. Hello? That's expensive, and it's limited. You have to really learn the software. It does so much, but it's really not for the average business owner or the administrative people that don't have a computer background and want to have it. So it's really not friendly in that respect. So you have to locate servers and everything else, and when something is wrong, what does everybody do? They point fingers. It's not my challenge, call them, right? Isn't that what happens? So that's another solution. Then you have the discount hosting provider. Well, those are great. Some of you think you're competing against them. I have actually sold to people who had their site. I sold to people who had GoDaddy. I sold to people who had Yahoo. Why? They didn't have us. They didn't have us. See, what they did is those are the bargain hunters looking for something cheap. So they go and find a site online. They can't get support. They can't speak to a live person. The site never gets done. And that's not what they were looking for. You know, they were looking for saying cheap, but then they find out, oh, it's limited. Oh, you want to do this? That's extra. You want to do this? That's extra. Can I speak to someone? No. Can't find the number on Yahoo. It's very fun. It's very hard to find. Then they go ahead and they put you in a queue, and I know someone who actually did the design service with them in a queue, 6 months, nothing done. No one called her to say, why haven't you given us our stuff? No one followed up with her. Why? It was automated online. No one knew she was there. Sold her a site for $2,500. Silly. She spent $400 with them, did nothing. She gave me $2,500 to do the site. Do you understand? So sometimes, like, I want to say cheap is not always, it could be expensive to them because they pay twice. Didn't work the first time. Let's pay to get it done right now. That's really a good option. Additional functions, additional costs. Also, when they start getting into e-commerce, a lot of these low hosting companies, what they do, they start getting you in on a low monthly rate, and then as you add more products, the monthly rate goes up. So you might start at, you know, $20 a month. Oh, you want the business package? You're at $30 a month. Oh, you want e-commerce? You're at $50 a month. Oh, you have more than 100 products? You're at $80 a month. Oh, you have 200? You see what happens?
Right.
So before you know it, it's actually costing you more money to sell online. We have no limitations on how many products they put in. We don't charge anything additional. Extremely limited support options outside of their pay for services. And a lot of times they'll need the third party stuff to bring into their solution as well. Okay? Now what do we have? The best of all worlds. Yes, we're going to offer everything. We're going to offer them the control of their website, a low cost solution. Our site average, like I said, $12.99, they go as high as $39.99. I'm going to let you know it's still a low cost solution for what they get. My favorite, I told you earlier, is unlimited customer support. Unlimited support, 70 hours a week. 10 hours a day, unlimited support. We are the solution for the business. They get a professional website. They can be online immediately if they're happy with what they see right away, or they can actually go and get even further customized with their design services like we already talked about. What are the options here? Well, very simple. No need for programming skills. They don't have to know anything special. They have the website owner has the control. They're going to make changes instantly. Anywhere they have access to the internet, they can make changes. We sold the site to an import company. They actually will bring you things from Africa. They'll take the pictures of the products, and it took 6 months to get the products to the U.S. So what happened is that they were in Africa taking pictures of the products, posted it on the website, so they can actually start selling it before it even comes in. That's smart. So they had access to it to start marketing it so that by the time that shipment came in, it would be sold. That's leverage, right? The business owner, how that would help them so they can access anywhere. The website's never under construction. They have unlimited changes, unlimited pages, no additional cost. They can have 10 pages or 1,000 pages. We don't charge anything more. They have multiple people working on the site at the same time, as long as they're not working on the same page. They could be making changes. Upgrades to the new software come all in automatically. Like Yardley was saying, they add all these new widgets. They added photo galleries. They added different kinds of stuff that they can just have there. And it's not like, oh, do you want it? If it's a need out there, everybody gets it. So they're not paying monthly for upgrades and new versions. No bandwidth restrictions. Bandwidth is the amount of traffic that has to come in and out of the site. You ever see those sites, this free website? You see the thing, they free website hosting? Yes, they have limited bandwidth. You also can go to some of the sites they have, and you'll see it says, we've actually printed it out, we didn't bring it on this trip, but it says, no bandwidth left. Like that meant they had too much traffic, and the site went down. So I don't know, free? Expensive. Right? You saw a site that said, you know, no bandwidth left, would you do that? Also, did you know a lot of those free sites or low budget sites? Like low-budget hosting, you know what they do? They put cookies on the customer's website, on the customer's computer. So you have people going in and seeing those sites, and there's a cookie that goes on them, which starts tracking everything they're doing. So somebody, you know, if I'm a business owner, I don't want my customers to end up being solicited with other stuff or being tracked with you. We don't do any of that stuff. So, you know, this is stuff you don't know. So when people go, oh, it's you know, I've actually had after the demonstrations, you never talk Christ. You never talk Christ. When do you speak about Christ? Never. Right? When do you speak about Christ?
Never.
So you never talk Christ before the demonstration. The demonstration is free. How much is it?
Free.
Free. So what happens is I turned around after the demonstration and the customer said to me, oh, $50 a month, because that's what we have as a monthly maintenance and management fee that includes hosting. It's a maintenance and management fee. It's not a hosting fee. He says, oh, I can find hosting for $19 a month. I go, you don't look too hard. I can find it for $7. I said, we're not talking about hosting fee here. We're talking about unlimited customer care, live support, unlimited updates, the services all in there, the ability to expand with it. We don't charge additional for fees. And by the way, we also provide your hosting. That's where you have to go back to the apples and oranges, and you need to understand the thing we already talked about, demystifying hosting. Listen to the audio on that, okay? You need to listen to demystifying hosting. But you're not talking about price, correct? Okay, no, you're never talking about price. It's cost effective. It's less than an ad for the year. It's nothing what it amounts to for some advertising in yellow pages. Professional design, both the front end, and this is huge for you guys, both front end and back end are available in multiple languages. We couldn't even offer that before. Before, in our prior versions, we could give you the translation to Chinese, translation to Spanish, but the administration would still be in English. Now, the administration for the business owner can be in the language they choose. So if they want the site built in Chinese, it will be in Chinese administration and web and for the end user. If they want an English site, they need another site. You understand? If they want a site in English and in Chinese, you get to sell two. Yay! Okay? Because, and then you'll say, well, why can't they have a translation? Well, they really, you can have a translation on something, but understand that any translation is literal, meaning it's not exact. You know, America, in Chinese, translates, I think, to spirit. Is that right? If you take some of the words, some of the translations. So what happens is, even in Spanish is the closest translation that you can get with the translator tool. So a lot of times it's not saying the right thing. So if you want it to be proper in Chinese, you need to be built in Chinese. If you want it to be built proper in Spanish, you build it in Spanish. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. But this is huge. Because there's not a lot of companies that can offer a full website in Chinese front end and back end. Front page can't, Dreamweaver can't, most web developers can't. You understand? You have something that is really huge to offer the market and make them comfortable with it. Okay. Also, the design services. Our team speaks Mandarin, Cantonese, English, Spanish, so you can actually request who you want to work with, and all the additional functionality we talked about. So. Would you agree we have a great product?
Yes.
Do you feel confident in it?
Yes.
Okay, do you think you have the posture to go out and talk about it?
Yes.
When I ask you how many sites you've sold?
Thousands.
How long are you in business?
10 years.
How many employees do you have?
Hundreds.
You're not going to speak at all, are you, sir? You know who he is, right back there. Raise your hand if you know what I'm speaking to. You're in front of that cute little girl in the blue? Yeah, you know it's you. You turned around. I'm watching everybody, guys. I told you, my experience is what you can go out there and do. So if you go out there and do it, well, I'll do well. You have to be good in some areas. You need the confidence in yourself. I'm sure somebody, who here is good at something that they know of? Give me what you're good at. What are you good at?
Immigration work.
What are you good at? Gambling. We'll talk later. What?
I'm good at sales and marketing.
Sales and marketing. Relationship building. Anybody else?
Management.
Nutrition. So everybody feels they're confident and they're good at something. What we need to do is we actually have to measure what you're good at and know that when you say you're good at something, you probably did it over a period of time and creative repetition, like being good at playing, being a musician. Maybe you're good at something and you need a great merit. Maybe you're good at dancing. Maybe you're good at, you know, whatever it is, karate or something like that. But the idea really requires practice and persistence and repetition. So you have to keep doing it. So whatever you tell yourself you're good at, you're right. Whatever you tell yourself you're bad at, you're right. So you want to program your mind for success. And the way we're going to do that is to build the confidence by practicing. Okay? to define what you're good at. What we want to talk about is what you personally are good at, not to compare it to anybody else. Because you can't go and compare yourself to me because you don't have my background. I can't compare myself to you because I don't have your background. So you might be better at something than I am, and I may be better at something than you are. So what you want to do is measure yourself based on what you did before. So your only measurement is on yourself. Is that fair?
Yep.
So if you have a friend in the business who's just incredible and set all these appointments and you haven't set one yet, does it matter?
No.
No. He said yes.
Oh, I'm just
kidding. It does not matter. It does not matter because who are you measuring against?
Yourself.
We want to measure against ourselves. So you want to ask yourself these questions when you define your success for this business. I talked to someone today I didn't know. Who here this morning talked to someone they didn't know? Okay, a little better than yesterday. My goal for everybody is to talk to at least 10 people today that they did not know before. Wow. I have to tell you a thing. I really thought that it would have been more of you. Because of yesterday's exercise of going to meet people, and trying to meet people. How many people are sitting near someone on the left or right that they don't know yet? That they don't know yet. Somebody on the left or right they don't know yet. Okay. And here's the thing, is why? Did you get, you got here late, so you didn't have a chance to talk, and don't start talking now. But the idea is you want to make a habit of getting to know everybody around you. That is the way you're going to actually succeed in this business. So that's your first step. You're going to measure your success by, did I talk to someone I didn't know today? How many people are you going to talk to by the end of the day?
10.
How many?
10.
10, at least 10. I talked to a business owner, friend, and asked them about their website. Okay? So you went out there and talked to businesses. I booked an appointment. I booked 10 appointments. So here's what I'm going to have you do. I need you to stand up for a second. And you can put your right arm out. Oh, don't hit anybody. Okay? And what I want you to do is that when you go out and you talk to somebody, you're going to go ahead and you're going to go, yay! You're going to pat yourself on the back. And then you're going to go ahead and when you go and set your first appointment, go, yay! You're going to pat yourself on the back. When you go and get your first demo, you're going to go, yay! You're going to pat yourself on the back. When you make your first sale, you're going to go, yay! On you. On you. Not on anybody else. And honestly, I started patting myself on the back when I started trying to get my husband to pat me on the back and he wasn't. So it's like, you're not going to go cheer for me. I'm like, yay! Hey, you do what you got to do, okay? So remember to measure success based on what you've done, not what other people have done. It's important in relation to that. Okay, so some of you are going to go through the motions, some of you are going to actually go do something, and some of you are going to waste time. How many people are going to succeed? Yay! Okay, so here's the word. Do talk to people, do ask questions, do get into conversations, do book appointments, and do be a success, okay? Let's talk about what we're selling. Are we selling technology?
No.
Are we selling features and benefits?
No.
Are we selling appointments?
Yes.
So we sell appointments. Yay. When you start selling websites, you're going to have a challenge. Because as soon as you start saying, I sell websites, I do this, I do that, they're going to say, well, how much is it? How much is the page? How much is the hosting? How much do you make changes? I want 5 pages, right? Has anybody tried that? And let's start asking all these questions to you? Because you're selling the wrong thing. The only thing you want to sell is the appointment. And if you were here yesterday, we talked about answering a question and asking a question, right? Take the phone. Okay, so what you want to do is you want to get used to it. So if someone starts asking you too many questions about what you offer, always remember, go for the appointment, right? So we're always going to sell the appointment. Great question. Why don't we do this? We can set up an appointment. We can have one of our web specialists answer it for you, okay? So this is what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about selling appointments. Here is how we're going to do it. Let's start by finding the possibilities. The prospects are everywhere you go. Everywhere you go, where you do business, where you go and patronize people, where you're going on vacation, anywhere you go, there's people around you. Look at trucks that go by, the same way you do for the business. anybody you go, you see that could potentially lead you to somebody or be a business partner or to lead you to a business and they know somebody. We're going to go through three approaches today. We're going to go through the basic approach. The basic approach is for those people that were looking to make like an extra $1,000 a month. We talked about that, right? Then we're going to go into the web center networking approach. By the way, if you, in order to sell appointments for the website, you need to own a web center. A web center is what we actually buy. A web center is $350. We'll go into it later. And it gives you 300 BV, which gives you the ability to sell websites. Okay? So we don't sell web centers. What do we sell?
Websites.
So, because I've heard people go, oh, I made a print for a web center. I'm like, no, you made a print for a website. Okay, so what do you make appointments for?
Websites.
And how much of a demonstration?
Three.
Good. Okay. So now we're going to talk about the three-foot rule. The three-foot rule is more cold calling. Those are the people who are really looking to make serious money. You're looking to make 40, 50, 60,000 with a website. You're into that because eventually you're going to exhaust your warm market. You're going to need to go after cold markets. So that's your three-foot rule, okay? And we built, and we literally, we've used every one of these tools as we started growing in the solution as well. And that's how you'll do it. You'll grow into it. So it doesn't matter where you are, you're going to figure out what works for you. So with the different approaches, we're going to start with the basic approach, we'll go into the networking, and then we're going to bring you into the three-foot rule. So everything, something you do every single day within your routine, you want to talk about the approaches as you go about what you're doing. So let's talk about some places that you frequent. My goal today is to actually have you have a name list by the time we're done. So I don't know if you want to use the back of your main page or something else. I want you to start creating names as I talk to you, or you're going to have to make sure you open this book later to make sure you go back to the different segments and we're going to have you write things down. So write down right now five places that you frequent. You go to the local bakery, you go to the local luncheonette, you go into the grocery store, you go into the cleaner, you go into the chiropractor, you go into the veterinarian, and you go into the doctor, are you going to, where else can you be going?
Bank.
What?
Bank.
Bank, are you going, well, bank's hard to sell, we're not selling banks.
Insurance.
What?
Insurance.
Insurance, are you going to an insurance broker, maybe? Post office, not going to sell a website.
The gym,
the restaurant that you like to frequent. Write down five places that you frequent, that you go to, that you might do on a normal basis, that you patronize. Write down five right now. Can you just raise your hands when you have your five down?
Just nine.
When you have five down, raise your hands. As you get your five down, raise your hands, and you'll really break that. Maybe you might want to say, hey, how's things going? You don't say everything. It's just giving you an idea about what to say. Like, how's things going? Or, hi, how are you doing today? You start asking, how's business? It has to be your words. Again, if it doesn't taste good, don't put it in your mouth. So make the words your own. Refine, how are you doing? Has the reception, you might say to them, has the reception hit you guys? Or, yeah, I hear that they say yes or no. Yeah, I hear that a lot these days. Does your website, you know, take up the slack? Or how's your website doing anyway? The idea is you're not walking in there right away and go, how's your website doing? Like, words like, hello, how are you? Are usually pretty good preset questions to put before you just go, how's it doing? Like, you know, like, don't make it in position. We did this for some people in New Jersey, and this woman came up, I swear to God, I thought I was being interrogated. She was like, hey, what's that? Like, excuse me? Like, excuse me, we're role playing. She's like, well, is it working for you? Well, why are you doing this? I'm like, oh my God, you're no one. She asked me to help her, and she said she was having a hard time. And I said, oh, I think I figured it out. Like, wow, make friends. If you guys just think about everything as making friends, and being nice, and playing nice, and listening, this is so easy. So easy. In a normal conversation, you meet someone you haven't seen for a while, what do you say?
How are you?
Hello, right? Hello, or hi, how are you, right? Very simple. Well, I want everybody to start with hello. So I like hello. So say hello.
Hello.
Okay, everybody can do that, right?
Yes.
Say, how are you doing?
How are you doing?
Fine. Now, small conversation like that is fine, but don't start getting into the whole story and then try to go sell them. If you go in, how are things going? Whatever, like some people like to use slang. Whatever works for you, okay? And then you might talk to them and say, you know what, how's your website doing these days? Say, how's your website doing?
How's your website doing?
What I like about that question specifically, how's your website doing, is we're implying that they have one, aren't we? So they'll say, no, I don't have one, or I do have one, whatever the case is, but I'm kind of putting the assumption out versus saying, your website, I sell websites. Not the approach we want, right? So it's like, how's your website doing? So you're going to say hello, and then you're going to say, how's your website doing? You ready?
Hello.
How's your website doing?
Okay, did anybody got? Everybody can do that, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so we want to start conversations. We're going to ask the people a couple of questions, and here's some things they might say to you. They might say, you know, how's it doing? They say, great. I love this. This is how you train your mind. Whatever they say, you're going to have an answer back. You ready? So they say, it's doing great. So you say, great. Right? So I say, oh, how's your website doing? I say, great. You say,
great.
Because you're going to put them on a list, a different list, to talk to them about leveraging their customers to increase customer share with our web portal. They are now on your prospect list as a future business owner and unfranchised owner. Yeah. Okay, they have a site. That's okay, right? Great. Because now they go on a different list for us. They don't know why you even asked it yet, right? So we're going to show you how to position it from there. Now, what if I say, ask me how my website's doing.
How's your website doing?
Terrible. Now, really works. I always say great, but I say it in my head. Okay, but ask me how my website's doing.
How's your website doing?
Terrible.
Oh, really? So sad.
Really is a great answer, right? So what if my website's doing terrible?
Really?
Because now I might start talking, right?
What's wrong?
Right? And then I'd ask me how my website's doing. I don't have one. In your head. Okay, you can say no kidding, or you can say wow. You know, and here's what we're gonna, or really, right? So here's what you want to do. If they say terrible, you're gonna say things like, I like it really, and the wow, you know, ask the question. Then say why? Or whatever stopped you from getting one, or have you ever considered getting one? I like to use the W, who, what, where, when, why, when I need questions, just to think of something. So it's terrible. Why? Don't say, oh, I can do better. You don't know if you can do better. You don't know what's terrible about it. It might be terrible because they couldn't find the programmer who did it to make changes. It might be terrible because they're not using it. It might be terrible because whatever. But don't assume you know if you don't know. So just ask questions. Think of it as being a doctor. Everybody here is going to be a doctor. And you go to the doctor, they look at you and say, ooh, it looks like you have an ear infection. No! How would they know what you have, right? What do? They ask questions. They go, well, how are you feeling? How long have you been feeling that way, right?
Yeah.
Same thing here. You are doctors for the moment. Do not fix them until they know there's a problem. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So we're going to ask questions, like what's it not doing? But just be confident, just ask the question. Don't get into fixing. Your only job is to develop a pain or a need so that there's a reason to give up your appointment. They say, I don't have one. Again, have you ever thought of having one? What stopped you from having one? You might find out, well, I started with someone and they just dropped the ball. You might find out, I think it's worth too much money. Don't say, oh, it's ours is cheap. You say, well, how much is too much? Ask the question. They might say, oh, it's like $10,000. Say, wow, you'll love ours. You see what I'm saying? Let's set up a free demo to show you what we have. They might say, too much is $1,000. I might say, wow, you don't qualify. I can't help you, don't you? I would say that, but you won't. Okay. So answer the question with questions to see what their needs are so you can set the appointment. When the time is right, here's where you're going to go for the appointment. This is what we're going to say. Does not have to be exactly like this, so let's just paraphrase it. At the beginning, if this is something new you're doing, we don't want you to feel like you have to be the expert because you have a company that's around how long?
10 years.
Yeah, so it's not about you because you've sold how many sites?
Thousands.
So here's what you're going to say. It makes it easy. It's not an area I specialize in, but the company I work with has an entire division that helps businesses like yours leverage the internet. Because you have an entire division, right? Because how many employees do you have?
100.
So you do, right? So I'd be happy to set up an appointment with you with one of our web specialists to share with you what we have. Would Wednesday or Thursday be better? Here's what I want you to do. I don't like product specialists. Personally, I prefer web specialists because we're offering a web solution. And people don't want to hear salesperson because they don't necessarily like salespeople. My husband, we were out and took him out of call, because he already didn't have sales training, so I had to train him, because when I used to shut up and I was waiting for the customer to talk to me, he already thought of his opportunity to talk. Like, oh, I hurt this man. So it was getting the car, we had a very bad customer appointment, and Yardley turns around and goes, I hate salespeople. I was like, really? Well, you married one, honey. So get over it. But your web specialist is going to do the demonstration for you. Who are you making the appointment with?
Web specialist.
Okay, and ask for an hour of their time, not 30 minutes. You know, I tell people, you know what, I need an hour of your time. The demo is only 30 minutes, but I want to make sure we have time for any questions. In sales, when you're over there talking to somebody, you have a business owner, if they're giving you a half hour, they might book another appointment at that half hour appointment with someone else. So if it runs over, you just want the opportunity to get the web specialist to close the sale for you. So it's easier just to ask for a period of time of an hour. You know, usually takes about a half hour, but let's just make sure we have some time if you have any questions. Is that fair?
Yes.
It's an easier way to make sure we guarantee that. I've only closed one sale in 15 minutes. If anything else is taking me 40 minutes to get through or something like that. So I always want the hour by the time I'm done. This is easier, okay? Now, the salespeople do make appointments every half hour, but you don't know. And I don't want you to end up losing the opportunity because you didn't give yourself the time. So you're saying it's not an area I specialize in. You took care of this. You took the pressure off yourself that you're not saying you're this expert, so you can defer it to your company, right? You already told them that, and you also said that you have somebody there who can answer the questions for them, so you don't have to have all the answers. You talked about opening doors, right? And you provide them the opportunity to solve the challenges they have because you uncovered some pain. Would you all agree?
Yes.
Okay, so that's what we're going to do, and we're just going to repeat that. Now, say you're having such a hard time, and you're trying to get in there, you're trying to get them to give you appointments, they're not really giving you the time, or they don't even realize how big a company you are, because you're around for a long time, aren't you? How long? So you need to show them, look, we really have a viable solution for you. You might want to leverage that PDD. And that DVD is something that you can use. Don't just give it to them. If you're not getting the appointment, or they're asking questions, or they won't give you the time, well, I don't understand, you don't know if you can help me, and you need that, you might use that DVD. You might decide to share that with them. You might decide specifically to go into a chapter that you need to show them, maybe specifically on e-commerce or something else. So you can actually just use that as your tool if you're stuck and you're not getting past those. Okay? I like the CDB also to build distribution and get new web center owners. Would you like to know how?
Yes.
We have another DVD specifically for recruiting web center owners, but I like this for computer people. I started going into businesses that sell computer services, do LANs and networks and everything else. Well, you know what? Most of these businesses are asked because they're computer people, their customers assume they must know about websites. It's that kind of correlation. So I've gone in there, I've gotten appointments, and said, I want to share with you a position we have any of your customers that ever ask you about a website? They go all the time. I go, what do you do with that? Well, we can't service them. Well, how would you like to have them refer them to me, and I'll give you a referral fee? Or you could offer it to them, you can work with our company, who's sold thousands of sites, and is servicing these thousands of business owners that can service your customers, and you can bring in another revenue stream without additional overhead. You understand?
Yeah.
This video, you have to see their mouth drop. They're like, because they know what it takes to put together things and everything else, and then it's not going to have to support, and the has to have the manpower to support it. Huge, huge, huge tool. So now you can start looking at any third-party company that's not selling the service, and then you have big companies that are selling beautiful websites, but they're looking at the $10,000 and up customer. They're not looking at the $3,000 to $1,000 customer. Well, now you just need another avenue not to walk away or refer them to you, right? So now that should be on your possibility list. Did you write that down?
Yes.
So now we took the pressure off of you that you don't need to know everything, right? You booked the appointment with the web specialist. You're going to ask for how much time? An hour of their time, right? And here's what we'd like to do. I'd like to do a basic approach, and we're going to say hello. We talk to the people, and we're going to say, after we say hello, we're going to say, how's your website doing, right? And then you might have to ask a couple questions. They might say great, and you're going to say
great.
They might say terrible, and you're going to say really. and they might say I don't have one. I need a little more good answers, right? Because what we're going to do is ask them why, and ask a couple, and then go for the appointment. And you can say something like, you know what? That's been done there. Now here's the thing. The only reason you're going to use that's not an area you specialize in is if the proprietor knows you personally or knows you from all the other times that they know you as a teacher. And they won't say talking about websites. It's like, well, what do you know about websites? You're a teacher, you know? Or they know you as a stay-at-home mom or whatever, a student or something. Or you just really want to take the pressure off yourself when they ask too many questions, right? So you say, you know, it's not an area I specialize in based on their talent, but here's what I can do. I can have our company put together an entire web package for your value, no cost or obligation, when can you give me an hour of your time? Right? And Shamaya, can you do it? He's a good buddy. And I have to tell you, he ain't used to doing this. You gotta be holding a bottle. Because you need to do that. I gotta tell you something, you get more appointments doing this, right? Okay. Yes, you gotta do that. And don't do it like you're gonna get like crazy and stuff. Okay. So now I'd like to get three volunteers up here to join me. People who do not have sales experience, who'd like to hone in on their skills and go for an appointment. And we're gonna actually, one of those businesses you wrote down out of the five, just come on up. Come up, the first three that come up. One of those businesses you wrote down that I asked you to write down five businesses. We're going to go ahead and approach them right now in practice so that you can go ahead and do it when you're there. Okay. Okay, awesome. Okay, we'll take you. We'll have other ones later, so you guys come up. I'll take you. Okay, so what we're going to do is you're going to say your name. Hi, Wendy. Is this on?
I don't know.
Yes, okay. So, Wendy, what kind of business would you like to approach?
Star Video. Sell
video. Okay. A local. So do you actually shop there?
I do.
Okay. So did they own the show you?
We do.
Am I a male or female? So Karen's going to come in. You're going to come in. You're going to talk. And you're going to go for an appointment, okay?
Okay.
So, do I need you?
Yes, you do.
Oh, hi, Wendy. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. What are you coming in for?
Well, you know, I just got to have a chat with you today.
Oh, okay. How can I help you then?
You know, I'm interested in finding out how you doing with all your work.
Well, we're still working on it. We haven't gotten to it yet. Really?
Yeah. Okay. Now, here's an interview chat. I don't know if you knew this. I don't know if you knew this, but I work with a company that great services that can offer.
Really?
Yes.
What you do website?
We do all kinds of things. The website happens to be one of our specialties. But I would certainly love to ask someone to talk to that.
Okay. Is it expensive?
You know what? There's always a rare opportunity. I work on top prices with your friends. But I work for, they can always be your name.
Really?
Yes. Okay. Let's see. I tell you what. I know that Tuesday is really a good day for you because, you know, we have had lunch together.
Mm-hmm.
What about Tuesday at 3? Sounds good. Can you bring it up?
Tuesday at 3 is good.
Tuesday at 3 is good. Excellent.
Okay.
Okay, then I'll see you Tuesday.
Okay, great. Give her a hand. Yeah. Now, let's talk about what's good about. What's good about Sherry knew me. Sherry knew I was having challenges because we obviously have a relationship and stuff like that. And if I knew you actually had lunch with me, it probably could have been a little bit less formal. Because you already knew what the needs are and everything else, right? But the fact that our company does that and everything else, I mean, they said it's expensive. I have the perfect answer. It would suit your needs. Like, we can take care of you, which is fine. And then we go for, so you always want to go for the appointment, right? The only thing I'm going to coach you with is your eyes are all over the place. I have to tell you something. If you can't look in someone's eyes, it's actually an unconsciousness, but they won't do business with you. They don't trust you. They think that you're people. So you can't have eyes darting. Because when I first met Yardley, again, computer programmer, I'd ask him a question, and all of a sudden he'd do this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, I'm thinking. So it took a long time for me to break the habit, so every time you do that, I'd start going, I used to make fun of them, and all of a sudden I go out to an appointment and someone says something to me, I go, and I'm like, I'm making fun of him, but I'm like looking up for the answer. I'm like, how are you doing? So here, you have to look in people's eyes, because if you don't make eye contact, they're not going to feel comfortable, they don't want to do business with you. It's kind of, so you need to be comfortable looking, not to stare at them, but to get to look in their eyes. You know, you smile, which is wonderful, and you glow, and that's important, because it's your posture is excellent, you're delivering that, right? So, and you want to, I just want to also make sure you understand, our web specialists are not coming out to your customer. No, our web specialists are going to, they're in Las Vegas, Nevada, although it might be a shorter commute, but for them to come to New Jersey for every one of my demos, they're not getting on the plane, okay? So our web specialists will be on the phone. You can be on site with the customer, or you can be on the phone, okay? And the web specialist will walk them through it on the internet. So our customers need to be on, we didn't get to that yet, they need to be on the phone and the internet at the same time. But where is our web specialist at the time of the demo?
Nevada.
Okay, they're not at your customers. So they're, I don't want them to expect that they're going to come in. Yes, great, thank you. Give Wendy a hand.
Hello, my name is Ren. The business I'm thinking of is a retail jewelry store.
Awesome, I like jewelry. Okay, do you know the owner?
The owner is actually a friend of my parents.
Okay.
So they've been partners and I think they're in need of a lot.
They've been partners with your parents? Oh, very close friends.
Yes.
Your parents in the jewelry business?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. Okay. So you're going to come in the store?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, how are you doing today?
Good, how are
you're
you?
You're going to hurt my hand. That was a good question. That was 20%. Yeah, we need to.
Want to go up with, see how you're doing?
Yeah, well, you know, we just keep talking about it, but we haven't done anything yet.
Right. What's stopping you?
You know what, I think there's a lot of time, there's so many products here, and we don't really know, it seems like it could be a lot of work.
Right, it seems that it doesn't, it takes a lot of effort to put together a website, and you feel like you're out there by yourself with some support. I just got involved with a company that's a new internet business for almost 10 years. Mm-hmm. A great supportive staff. And if possible, I'd like to take 1 hour of your time, set up an appointment to show you some of the products in the office. And hopefully that'll change your mind and get that website up and ready in no time.
Okay.
Can you
show me now?
No, I cannot. I'd like to have a formal meeting with you that will go through all the presentation and the business demo areas. Uh-huh. And that way you have a better idea of what we'll do. And make a better informed decision.
Okay, great. Okay, so when do you want to do that then? Is Friday good?
I'm supposed to call next week, so
really?
Next Wednesday after next Wednesday good?
What's today again? Okay, today's Sunday?
Right.
Okay, so you mean this Wednesday?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, this Wednesday, a couple of days from now. That's good.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know what? And that's great. I'm excited. I mean, it is. You don't want to be so available. You want people to, you want to be a commodity, but you don't want to go a week out. You know, 2 to 3 days is fine, and that's usually when the appointments are available anyway.
So morning or afternoon?
Okay, the afternoon is good.
Great.
Yeah, like 3 o'clock.
Here, my information. I'll give you a call.
Okay, wonderful. Great. Okay, thank you. Okay, good to see you again. Okay, give me a hand. Okay, Ren has great eye contact, as you notice he does. He right away brought it into, if it seemed like it's no support, it's overwhelming, he brought it back with our company offers support. So he brought in a need and kind of reinforced it with his statement. The other thing, though, is that, and you did want to be busy, which is great, and I wanted to make sure everybody knew, there is an appointment meet now feature, but we'll talk about that later. I always wanted to be a couple of days out, unless you said I already took the time to put something together. I want them to think you're going to take time. Okay, it's going to take you 3 minutes to do it, but I want them to think it took you 3 hours, okay? So but that was good, that you already put that forward to do that. And know what it was, took my hand again? It's just that we got a little stronger at the beginning, so I am attaching him. And that's really what happens is sometimes people don't know their strength. Now, I'm very strong, but I'm not going to crush him. So that was really just the funny part, because he almost crushed me. Okay? But the fact is he already has a relationship, so of course they're going to be nice to him, his family and stuff like that. So the very least he's going to show it to them. I just would want to make sure they know not just you showing me, but we want to say that our company, our web specialist. So it's not, like you said, you'll show them and go through it. You want to make sure it's we. We'll put something together. So they know, if they know your past, they might not, I don't know if you do websites.
No.
So if they need your camp, they don't see you as a specialist, so you can say you already have a company you're working with, but make it a week, you don't just expect to see you.
Right.
That they know somebody else to do it on the phone with you or whatever. Okay?
Right.
Give them a hand. Thank you. Good job.
I don't know what my name is. My name is
Yanya.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So what kind of business am I going to be?
A property manager.
Okay, awesome. And do you know them?
Met in passing.
Okay. So I don't know you personally, just with a past life.
They approached me and asked me about my work. So
oh, okay.
So then we'll talk.
Okay, great. So they already know what to do.
Yes.
Okay. So you're going to come in or call?
I'm giving them a phone call.
Okay.
So
ring.
Okay.
Hello, Property Solutions. Can I help you?
Hi, may I speak to Jackie, please?
Oh, sure. This is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. This is Yengen. I met you Thursday night at this Rockness event, and you mentioned to me that you wanted to look for a web solution.
Yeah, we're in the market right now. We're looking for something.
That's great. I did say that I would give you a call, and I wanted to let you know that I have a great team of web specialists that I would like to set up an appointment to show you our web solutions. When can you give me an hour of your time?
Oh, great. You know what? I probably can do it on Monday.
Monday. Okay, that's wonderful. Is morning or afternoon better for you?
10 a.m.
10 a.m. Then I will put it down and we'll give you a call on Monday at 10 to show you how to increase revenue and cut operating costs for
you. Okay, great. Now give her a hand. If you already know it's warm and they already know what you're doing, they're asking, then you just go for the appointment. You don't need to do labor if you didn't, because I thought you were going to start doing that. And until you, but sometimes we put stuff in we don't even need yet. You know, you might say we work with a team, so you need to reinforce it, so you want to say that. But the idea is that some businesses, although we're going to increase revenue and reduce operating expenses, it's where we put it. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't, on where we put it into a conversation. So it's not wrong, but we just want to make sure that we have to build the value. Like, did they talk about the need to increase revenue and reduce operating expenses? Some people don't realize they're doing it for that reason. A management company might just be doing it just to service the existing customers, to let them know notices of things going on or the other stuff. That will reduce their operating expenses, but it might not increase their revenue. Does that make sense? So we have to use that based on where it's right in the conversation. So I don't want to just throw it in there all the time because sometimes it just doesn't fit yet, okay? But it was right that you were saying it. And she's got a great smile. And here's the thing you might not realize, and this is a good lesson to learn. A smile can be seen through the phone. When I started sales, they used to put mirrors in front of us. And it wasn't for vanity. It was because if you're not smiling, they can feel it through the phone. And you're great, you're smiling as you're speaking. You need to do that. If you're a person that speaks like this, hello, she's on the phone. Hello, I started the other day. You said you're looking for a website. Like, yeah, hello, I really want to work with you. It's like, hi, I started the other day. You said you were looking for a website. I wanted to give you a call and set an appointment. You see the difference? Put a smile in. If you're a person that's not speaking from here, you're speaking from here, stand up. And I have tracked my whole office. I am on cordless everywhere. I'm walking around. I'm moving. I cannot sit still and talk to someone. Because I'm as animated as I am if you put me in front of them. They don't even see me. But I have mirrors, and not for vanity. I have mirrors at my desk so I can see myself. If I see I'm like getting like that, I'm like, okay, you got it. Pull it up because it's not working. Okay, so make sure you do that. Give her a hand. Thank you.
He has a friend that wants to build a website. That is his business.
Okay, so he has friends that want to build a website. So you're going to come in there and offer your solution.
Correct.
Okay, wonderful. Okay.
Hi, my name is Eunice, and I'm Peter's niece, and he had mentioned to me that you would like to do a website for the business.
Yeah, we have a company we're talking to about it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So how is it going?
Well, it's you know, we're just starting to look at the different companies and see what it is and how much it is.
Okay, so would you like me to introduce you to our company, see if we can offer a service to you?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. We're talking about prices. How much is yours?
How much is is your boy?
Okay. Which is not wrong sometimes, but here, because that's kind of like, instead of how much is it, here, let's think of it when they come into price before you even get caught up in that, saying, how much is the demonstration?
Three.
Everybody, how much is the demo?
Three.
So I'm always going, you know what? The demo is free.
The demo is free.
Yeah, the demo is free. Because now, and they're talking about the website company. Realize, when we talk to you about companies, can they put together a free demo for them normally?
No.
They don't have the time to do that, the resources. So you can do even better than that. You can put together an entire package for them to evaluate. You'll force their obligation.
We can create a draft package for you, like a demo for you over the
evaluate.
Okay.
And how much is it?
And you talk about the price.
Right, and then the demo is free. Can I
meet you
do some comments
Monday?
Probably Wednesday, because my partner's not in on Monday.
Okay, what time are you good for you?
Okay, probably 10?
10 o'clock. Okay, I'll see you at 10.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Okay. You're right here. Great eye contact. And obviously, it's really hard to do it in front of so many people. Right? And this is just a role play, and everybody is like, you're not, you're going to be first, you're going to be practice. You're doing this, which is great, but let's talk about what might have really happened. If he's already talking to a company, he might already have been in negotiations with them. So we don't know. I didn't want to make it that hard. But they might have already signed with them, they already with the company doing it for them. Getting them away if they already put money down is not really going to happen until they don't deliver. You'll just get permission to follow up in 3 to 6 months is what it is, right? And the other part is you're going to be there, and then we go into this year, we're going to make sure that they have a computer and they can be on the internet and the phone at the same time. And the reason I'm saying that is most nail salons I know don't always have computers there. So, you know, so because of that, I need to make sure they have an ability to get online and get on the internet. So that some businesses, you need to make sure they have a computer there. Some restaurants don't have computers there, some do. I mean, it depends on the kind of restaurant. Some of them aren't updated yet, right? Okay, great. Give her a hand. Okay. Now, I want you to give all of them a really big hand. If you need to have the date of July 13th in their calendar. What's on July 13th? There's an unfranchised business presentation in this room.